For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get him pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Welcome. It's Punch Drunk Sports, everybody. As you know, the studio is a work in progress. We're going to be up and running in 2015. When in 2015? That's still fun. We don't know.
We don't know.
It's a mystery. We got some special guests in studio. Join me, as always, is Jason Tebow.
Hey, America. Yay. And mostly Canada.
Yeah.
A little Australia, but mostly Canada.
Mostly Canada. Guys, whatever Canada calls their Christmas, happy Christmas, whatever you guys call it over there. And we got some special guests here. Join us from New York. He's probably one of the more regular guests we have on it. Yep. Please welcome Ari Shaffir.
Third time on the show this year, man.
Yeah, Ari.
That's not true. I've been on a lot more than that.
It's been a while, though. It's been probably three. You've called in once, and then
just figure out how to do it where I can do it on the plane.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
we're
that
sorry.
Is
you're so
that
successful.
Is all things comedy's yeah. fault is that you can't podcast from a plane.
If they could only find a way to get me on the Swiss Alps, then I would be a part of your rinky-dink circus show.
Yeah,
I would love to do it from a plane and be like, "That's bullshit. What are you talking?"
Yeah, you're showing your balls on fucking first class.
Right,
luckily, we raised $1 billion, so we're going to be able to do whatever we want from anywhere.
Yeah, we need to start another Kickstarter for so Ari can Skype from his fucking jet-setting lifestyle, you asshole.
So join us. We were going to stream live, but unfortunately, we're just not there yet, the technology. It will be sooner than later. So we had our punching.
By the way,
Mexican.
Sam, I like what you said. I never said that we could do that.
I said we should be able to. That's not, it's written in gold in stone.
How Sam
and gold.
How Sam was never a lawyer. It's as funny as he is and as good as he is on stage. What a waste not being a lawyer, this guy. His way out of every single thing. He can open, no matter what happens, he's got his fucking back covered.
All right, let me bring in everybody and then they
can
join.
Truth is just one way of looking at it. Let's look at it another way.
Yeah, dude.
I know. Sure, the sun's up, but let me tell you how it's nighttime, and I'm going to convince you in the next 3 hours. I mean, by the time he's done arguing, it's nighttime, and he's like, see, I told you.
Yeah.
I'm like, I guess you're right. It is nighttime.
So join us. As you know, we have to have a Mexican on the show. That's the only way we can make ethnic jokes. And so Renee went on to work for somebody else. So we replace him with another Mexican who has a very good – we think it's going to add just a lot of texture to the show with a Jew and a Mexican who looks like a terrorist. Please welcome Frank Castillo, everybody.
Hey.
Frank's a door guy at the Comedy Store. He's a funny-ass comic.
Yep.
Ari was a door guy. I was a door guy. And you are a door guy, and you're a great roaster. You wanted to take me on in the roast.
Well, no, Brian said he had suggested you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Muslim Mexican.
Yeah. Take him on, Sam. Take him on.
No, you know who I'm taking on?
Even better. Hang on. I'll tell you who he's taking on.
You want to make the announcements, then we'll introduce you.
We'll make the announcement.
45 minutes into the show. Is that cool?
Sam Tripoli. The door guy before the other comic.
Well, because he's our show. You're our special guest. You're our special guest.
Oh, okay.
He's going to be on the show all the time.
Okay.
You're the special guest.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Are you ready for the announcement?
Wait. He's on the show all the time?
No, he's going to be our social media guy that does all the things that Renee did.
He's
sound effects and all that shit.
He's combining Chunky and the Spick into one Chunky Spick.
Yeah.
Why is he sitting there then?
Well, because we don't have it set up right now.
And he came down here, so it's like, oh, what am I going to send him home? Let him hang out.
Make him sit on the floor Indian style?
He wore a nice shirt.
I did wear a nice shirt.
When's the next bus coming?
45 minutes.
So let's make this announcement, because at the L.A. Comedy Fest, Sam Tripoli.
No, the L.A. Riot.
Oh, Riot, Riot.
Riot L.A.
Yeah, Riot L.A.
Riot, LA.
Sam Tripoli will be roasting. Oh, you better believe it. I'm number one, and you're going down.
Dude, Tony,
you're roasting Tony?
Well.
Okay, you think Tony's going to kill me. All right. He thinks Tony's going to murder me.
And I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you why.
Tony,
because you're going down, Armo. That better not be eye contact. Somebody get this Jew off the computer.
Go on, Ari.
He's super overrated.
What?
Tony, in his own mind, says he's one of the greatest joke writers of all time.
Well, of course he is.
He's just mediocre. But you're terrible.
Hey, let's get Bets DSI to throw some fucking odds down on
this. That's interesting. Yeah. And joining us is a very special guest. Tony, I don't know if you know this, Ari, but since you've been gone and you really haven't had any say in the direction of the show, T-Bo and I have decided that where we're going to make our money is Seattle sports.
Yeah.
And we're just going to strictly push this show to just talk Seattle sports, because that's what the country wants. More Seattle sports talk.
Is Andy Haynes aware of the old basketball team name that I was on?
Okay. Please welcome to the show, Andy Haynes, everybody.
Hey. Thank you. Supermanics?
Yeah, we had a comedians basketball league, and our team was Sean Kemp's kids.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, me, Jeff Dye, Jeff Keith. Well, he's not a San Francisco Seattle guy, but Brant Tobler.
Greatest team that never won jack shit.
I know.
You guys were so good, and you guys were just so full of fucking egos.
Yeah.
Not egos. No. We're the opposite of egos.
Well, Jeff Dye doesn't have an ego. Is it impossible to hate Jeff Dye?
It's impossible if you meet him.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
If you just see him, you're like, what
the fuck? If you see pictures of him on the internet, you're like, what's this guy with his charmed life and his good looks?
And then you meet him, and he's a great guy.
I think he's been engaged to two playmates.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
And he's the guy that wants to get married and have kids and stay married. He's like,
really.
I want to do it. Yeah. What? You don't think so?
No. I mean, he might want to do that on paper, but I think he wants to eat butts, you know?
Who doesn't?
He's like super Christian, right? Or is he used to be?
He's pretty Christian. I mean, Jeff, I don't know if he talked about it. He survived cancer. He's got some reasons to believe in God. And a church helped him survive cancer because I think they paid for his bills. So
Jeff
let
die.
Him. What?
Jeff die?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, dude, nobody's saying fuck him. I mean, like, I'm happy.
No, I'm saying fuck him.
Yeah.
Tony hates him.
He started like 4 months after me, and just fucking skyrocketed with that jawline, that motherfucker.
Yeah, oh, dude, it's solid just jawline. Like everybody wants to either fuck him or watch him fuck chicks. That's it.
It's one of the two.
I don't know. I guess I would fuck him.
Yeah.
What was the other option? See what I did there?
So let's go back to the roast. You think I'm going to get murdered?
Murdered by who?
Murdered by Hinchcliffe.
Here's what I think is going to happen. I think you're going to wait until like 2 days before to start writing.
No, I'm starting right now.
Tony,
because I'm super slammed that week. I can't sit around and write.
So you started, or you're going to start?
I know three people that really...
I already wrote one joke.
Show me one.
No, I can't tell you, because then it won't have a hit. First of all, you don't run shit, all right? You're not the guy that runs everything, okay? You're not my comedy dad.
This sounds a lot like when you said you were 185 pounds on the Monster of Comedy Tour. And I said,
gotta love that story from 8 years ago. Gotta love that 8 years ago story that you keep bringing up.
Yeah. Fine, bro. Oh, I'd love to hear that argument in the car. So you were arguing you were 185. That's probably when you were the biggest.
Yeah. Well, when I was on Monster Stuff. I'm pretty fat right now.
I think back then you were bigger.
Yeah, because I was drinking pretty hard.
You were drinking Jägermeister, like, with a straw.
Like, it was Gatorade.
Like, well, let me get a Trenta fucking Jägermeister. They're like, sir, it just comes in a bottle. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're not in a Starbucks. You're in a liquor store.
Yeah.
In South Bay.
Right?
Tony's next to a pool right now in a silk robe writing his jokes. He looks like Elliot Gould in the Ocean's 11 movies.
I can think of three people, Ari, that are down to help save.
No, don't say anything. Don't even put it out there.
Why?
Because don't. Stop. Don't even put energy out.
Okay, we won't put any energy out of there.
We're going to just go. It's there. It's
well, you know who's writing for me. Have you heard of Joe Rogan? If you get one laugh, consider yourself in an armbar. How about a heel hook? How about you limp for the rest of your life?
Well, you know, it's very interesting that your Tony Hinchcliffe is very much Regis Philbin.
Oh, it is. Right? It really is very close. Regis Philbin, remember that character? Yeah.
I need a Puerto Rican boy to suck my dick!
Regis, calm down.
You calm down, Kike.
Real quick, Ari. Ari, are you going to be Googling facts and quotes for us during the show?
Oh, wait, what was it called? We didn't call it
gargling?
Gurgling. It was gurgling.
Are you going to be gurgling for us?
Yeah, I'll be gurgling.
Okay, cool.
Let me know if anything comes up on the internet there, if you want to gurgle anything.
Now, before we get too far, I just want to say, at some point in this podcast, there's a couple issues we're going to have to deal with.
Okay.
Such as? I've got one, too.
Playoffs.
Okay.
Maury's continued dominance of all you guys.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about that with your dumb ass.
Do you want to get into, okay, can we go through our, real quick, let's do our sponsors.
We'll bang out sponsors and we'll let your lies start.
We'll let you do your victory fucking lap and maybe you'll let our guests talk once in a while.
Hold on, let me just make sure. Let me go to where I have the finals.
No, don't load it up yet because I want to play a game. How many people on your team can you name?
Oh, he's
without you looking.
He's doing it right now. Look at him. He's totally looking it up.
We can see the green in your glasses.
Dude, what are you marinating chicken?
I did follow along yesterday, though. I did follow along on Sunday, so I might know a couple players.
All right, I'm willing to bet that number's less than five.
Oh yeah. For sure.
Are you going to blow a shofar at any period?
Tebow, it's not about knowing players. This is why you'll always be last. It's about an overall feeling. It's about a control of your team. Okay.
Moneyball, dude. Numbers. Didn't you read the book?
It's about winning.
He's Jonah Hill.
He bought the coloring book.
The pop-up book. Yeah.
Okay, real quick. Guys, thank you so much. I just talked to people at BetDSI. They're very cool. They love what the traffic they're getting and the social media hits they're getting. They're very thankful, and they wanted to give you guys a big shout-out that you guys are really coming through. And again, if you love BetDSI, they support our show. Come support them. Go to BetDSI.com or .eu. Use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK, and you'll get $10 betting cash.
That's free money.
And we'll get into
use that $10 to bet that you and Tony don't even go a third round.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay.
You lose the first two
I want to raise the stakes. He doesn't even show up.
I think the odds would be about 50% that it goes two rounds.
All right. I'm fine with that.
I bet it goes five rounds knowing the way the roasts have been going lately.
Yeah.
Next thing is, can I get through the fucking sponsorship before you start chiming in?
What do you mean chiming in with sponsorship info?
He's excited.
That's the best CSI should have. That's a long time.
He's just excited to be on a
you
podcast.
Don't talk to fantasy football champions that way.
Okay, my apologies. I do owe you an apology, but I'm my own. I'm about to become my own fantasy football champion.
So gross.
The other thing is Caveman Coffee. That's right, Caveman Coffee. You see him promos on everything now. They're running a UFC promo, Jon Jones versus Cormier, and in the background they had a giant Caveman Coffee sign. So it's everywhere.
Really?
Yeah,
they're blowing up, dude.
So Caveman Coffee, go there, use promo code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS, and you'll get 10% off. And the Amazon links on PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS.com. Use them for all your Christmas shopping.
Now's the time to Christmas shop.
I think it's almost over, but we got hit with a lot of people saying they
use
it.
In the next week.
People are buying with our Amazon links? Stuff to grow weed with.
Yeah, I saw that. That was great. I bought a whole fucking weed kit off our fucking Amazon link.
Really?
No, like someone bought stuff to cook meth.
No.
Hey, man. Just want to say thank you. Use your Amazon link. Got a meth cooker.
I bought 10,000 cold pills.
Right? We didn't go through anybody to do it.
What's that?
What's it?
We made our own Amazon link, right? We
didn't yes.
Yeah. Yep. Right off.
Yes.
Right on.
Yes. You should try the check out the website. It's actually pretty good. We actually got some legit writers on it now. Chris Strait's doing all of our boxing. We have boxing. We have X Games. We have basketball. We have everything. It's a really great website. It's in its first year. By next year, it will be a juggernaut.
By 2015. So, also, Ari, what about one more sponsorship? December to Remember, because Ari doesn't know.
Oh, it's a December to Remember. It's come. What's that?
Where if you can tell five of your friends about Punch Drunk, you will receive $1,000 cash from Ari Shaffir.
Yeah.
$1,000.
We got to talk about some of that.
Okay.
You've been gone, and we just...
Yeah, we've been spitballing here on the show.
Yeah. I mean, when you're not here, we're just fucking throwing shit against the wall, which includes you paying $1,000 to any fan that can get five people or less.
Five people or less? I got zero people.
Then Ari will give you $1,000. Ari, what's that confused face? You look confused here.
I'm looking at the website.
Uh-oh. So you're cool with $1,000, right? Just make a dumb face if you're... Okay, good, yeah.
Ari, seriously, go fuck yourself.
Okay, Kelly Slater, great. Now we have... great to speak. Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah.
Dictator. I don't know why that's up top.
Because it's a great video. I put it there. It's not up top. It's just rotated in.
It's topical because people are playing it instead of the interview.
Thank you.
See?
And then...
I'm here to bridge the gap.
You're doing a fine job, Andy.
Fantastic.
Ari, when you log in and put up something, you can say something, okay?
Why would I put something into a garbage site?
Really, it's uncalled for. It's really uncalled for. Go fuck yourself. Suck my dick. Put something in there. Do something on the website other than show up and just fucking... Andy, so let's talk about...
Did you just give blood?
STD test, bro.
You got an STD test? Oh.
All of it. You have everything.
So
real, I think I might have herpes.
Yeah.
For real?
For real.
Why? Oh, why do you think?
Man, I'm going to have to stop fishing in your pond.
There, and then...
In where?
On my dick.
Like where a little dot? Does it hurt?
Let's see it.
No!
I'll tell you.
I mean, for the sake of medical...
It's really
I'm no herpes
out.
Expert, but that's your
does
ball.
It hurt? Wait. Does it hurt?
Not at all.
Could be genital warts.
It could
no,
be
I've
genital
had that.
Oh.
I can't tell.
We're really looking at Ari's dick.
You're going to have to get it hard. You're going to have to get hard for me to really get a fucking...
I think he might have just showed us his dick. Just show us his dick.
No, I saw it.
Oh, okay.
It's right there. Does it hurt? Jesus Christ.
Does it hurt?
We're looking at the underside of his corona.
Yeah. You're going to have to get hard for me to really get a good gauge.
I just literally threw up in my mouth. I literally just threw up in my mouth.
This is a good first day, guys.
I don't know. So you got an STD test? You haven't got the results yet?
No, I still find out in 3 days.
I think you just left that thing in the sun too long.
Can we get a Betts DSI on what disease Ari has?
Oh, that's a great bet.
That's a good bet. That's a good Betts DSI.
Ari, are you not strapping up?
No, he's raw dogging.
I did last week.
If you, of the last five times you had sex, how many times? Not talking like with five different people. How many times do you use a condom? Last five sexual partners, how many of them did you use a condom on?
At least one.
Okay, because that otherwise the number would be zero. At least one.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there were maybe two. Let me think. I know one not. So it's one and one.
And then,
one and two.
Uh-huh.
One and three.
So
are
one.
We counting repeats?
No.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
No, just different
we're just
partners.
Spitballing here.
Oh, probably one to two.
Yeah, you probably got full blown AIDS. That'd be my guess.
You got to stop looking for ass on Avenue D.
New York reference.
Now, Tripoli was trying to get you to send a picture of yourself.
Who was?
Sam was like a week ago.
Yeah.
We're gonna do a little Christmas promo thing, and we're trying. You
oh,
know,
yeah,
so
I sent that.
I sent a bunch of pictures, but you were like, I can't do it right now. And why was that, Ari? Or Sam?
Because he's having anal sex.
Yeah. You're like, a girl came over to hang out, and we wound up having anal sex.
By the way, Ari, just to let you know, your balls are so nasty that we couldn't get our Christmas card done. I asked a couple people to do it. All of them turned it down.
Yeah.
What about when the head was out of my
head? No. Your balls look like the kids... who have that aging disease. That's
progeria.
What it is.
It looks like
yeah.
a sack.
Your ball sack looks like Benjamin Button's.
Seriously. It's so...
I took a picture. I know, obviously, though, but I took a picture of me just standing up with my the dickhead coming out of my pants.
No, yeah. But that wasn't... No, that wouldn't work.
Your balls remember when Kennedy got assassinated.
Yeah. All your balls bitch about are the kids today. That's all they...
I love her.
Yes. Hey, get out of my yard, you bastards! That's what your ball's voice sounds like.
So that's where we're at. So, Ari, get the gloating over.
How is the butt sex?
Yeah.
And should we get the butt sex and we'll get the gloating?
Yeah.
Here's the weird thing. When you have butt sex, you also usually have other sex, but yeah. That just goes away.
Well, because you can't pull it out of the asshole and put it in the vagina because God hates us.
Or you'll give him a UTI.
Yeah.
Go ATM. You know,
be a disrespectful.
Look at this guy. This guy's fucking hashtagging UTI.
I know. I
aren't you represented by UTI? Aren't they your first appearance people?
Trade school. University of Technology.
Tripoli's
in
on fire today. Tripoli's just pure hatred for Ari. Really makes him funny.
He's an anti-Semite.
At heart. So wait, so she comes over. She thinks she's going to be watching her or something, Gone Girl screener. And you wind up bending her over and loading her like a shotgun?
I gave her some cappuccino.
Oh, that's always good
for
anal sex.
Was it horny juice cappuccino?
That's always good for anal sex.
That's what Cosby does. He has a cappuccino machine.
Jesus Christ.
And he's like, here, have some cappuccino. All the girls are like, it's pretty weird you have this giant cappuccino machine upstairs.
And that's the only thing? You have a cot and a cappuccino machine?
That's provided by CVS.
So you gave her a Cospuccino, and then what happened?
Cospuccino, yeah. Cospuccino. And then, we just did. No, we fucked. And then, we did anal.
Now, how did you... Did you explain our Shafir's I want to bang you in the ass move. Is it do you pull out and do you just tap the tip of your head on their asshole like you're knocking like trick or treat,
so
trick or treat?
Uh-huh.
You line it up.
And do you spit?
You line it up. Okay.
Now let me ask you something.
You're about to put a peg, a round peg into a round hole and you gotta like leave it right there first. And
yeah.
And then
the old ball peen hammer.
Now, do you
what
do that on your...
What position was she in?
Yes.
What position?
On her stomach. I don't knock it in. I don't tap, but it's like I leave it there. And then I'm like, all right. So I take it out of the vagina, put it on there, and then...
And then it's just a little Isaac Newton, little gravity action.
No lube.
You didn't even eat her ass first, like a gentleman?
You no lubed her asshole.
Wow.
Well, there was vaginal
it's a man.
Lube. Nice.
Are you an ass
Did you
eater?
Spit in her asshole? Is it like at least be a gentleman?
I'm not really an anal sex guy, so I don't really. I don't
but
really
yeah,
know
you
what
did
I'm
it.
Doing.
Why? Why
did
you want
she
hurt
have
this
a
girl?
College degree?
Nah, I don't think so.
Women with the higher, like if a doctorate or master's, they're 50% more likely to have anal sex.
Why
do
you think that is?
The more education, the more likely they are to have.
Well,
sex.
I love that.
I why
think that's
is
a
that?
Good thing
because they're more open-minded.
Educate your youth.
Yeah.
Because they're less likely to want to have kids, probably.
That's what ISIS and the Taliban are fighting. That's why they don't want to educate women.
Frank?
I said I got to go back to college.
Yeah.
Right?
All the kids are butt-fucking. It's just like it's they're growing up.
There's
like
nothing
when I was growing up, and, you know, I'm a little older than you two guys, but when I was growing up, like, there was the fucking scumbag kid who had the porno.
Yeah.
And like we'd all have to go over to his house and watch the porno
I'm shocked
at what we're watching. Now they just if you give your kid a phone, he's watching porn.
But also most like 17-year-olds have had more crazy sex than we have as
100%.
Yeah.
Freeways are like a normal for those people.
Yeah. Like
you're 24, you're
that's why I'm going to high school parties now.
That's why you bring the beer, bro.
So is Ari, believe me.
Now, it's just crazy because these kids are growing up watching porn as thinking that is the normal sex. Whereas when I grow up, we're like, whoa,
yeah.
People do that?
And like a young, now that I, you know, I got divorced a year ago, which meant the last year has just been bad decision land with sleeping with younger women. Uh-huh. And they're all
come on, Andy, don't talk that
No,
way.
I don't mean it's really bad. I'm just, you know, it's a disclaimer. But they all want to try way crazier shit than I've ever done.
Have like you ever been surprised?
Just anal sex and eating ass and fucking...
Eating your ass?
No, wanting me to eat their ass. They wanted to eat my ass. I'm not going to let them, though.
I'm not into it either.
Yeah, it's kind of a...
I'll eat ass sometimes, especially out of the shower.
Yeah.
You'll eat her ass or let them eat your ass?
I'll eat the ass right off a treadmill.
You are going to let them eat your ass or you eat their ass?
I'll eat their ass. I don't know.
I love eating ass, dude. I
unprotected period sex. I'm kidding.
Sure. I'm in.
Yeah, I'm down.
Strawberry shortcake.
Is that what it's called? That's great.
No, I just made it
up. That's a good one, though.
Yeah.
It's a good one. I like
that. That is a good one.
Because your Red Wings is when you eat a bloody pussy.
No, I think Red Wings, running Red Wings was always just fucking a girl on her period.
No, I thought it was eating a chick out on the rag.
Yeah. I remember Angel Kiss. I don't know anybody that
What's
ever did
angel
it.
Angel Kiss?
It's when you pull the tampon out with your teeth. I never
What's
did that.
What's it called when you take your anus and kind of like spread it apart a little bit and stick something in there so it creates a suction and then push it up against a woman's vagina and then suck her, like kind of like when you go like that when you're siphoning gas off.
Oh, a sump. It's called the sump pump.
Yeah, you suck her period into your ass.
Oh, yep. God. Mm-hmm. Are you just making shit up at this point?
All the kids are doing that now.
Yeah.
You go to a high school party, they're sump pumping.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so crazy that girls are like, threesomes are normal. Me and my friends, we fuck these guys together. It's like so weird.
I know.
Not weird, amazing.
By weird, I mean awesome.
Yeah.
These kids are growing up with like sex just being a thing. It's just like,
It's not as taboo as it was. Yeah, like,
it's so in your face.
Remember like in high school, there's like a couple girls that like had sucked some dicks. And you're just like, that's what they were known for. It's like now that's called being a girl and being alive.
Yeah,
like the word slut is gone.
Yeah,
we call them heroes.
Yeah, you
know? Yeah, it's exactly right.
Supporting democracy.
I think that is kind of gone. Like no one's like, what? What are you even talking about? It's like making gay jokes on stage. People are like, what?
Yeah, I mean they're right. It's like they got it. It's like hold on, if we don't call these girls names, they'll fuck everybody.
Yeah,
but it's like Sam's joke.
If we're not mean to them.
Yeah.
They might just fuck us.
Yeah.
It's like Sam's joke where it's like the only people, isn't that your joke? The only people calling women sluts are other women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys don't call women sluts. We just call them.
Or guys that got cheated on. That's the only
No, it's like at the comedy store with Katie back in the day, the only people who treated her like shit were the guys that she wouldn't fuck.
Yeah.
So they like tried to.
Like, get out of here. Shut up, man.
Yeah.
It's for us.
Dude, she blew like five guys in one night. Like, there's five guys who went home. Happy. You know what I'm saying?
Katie,
you're exaggerating it, but the reality is it was three guys, and you were the third of those guys.
you were the first.
Hold on. You don't know if she didn't go for two more, or on another night did five guys, sucked off five dicks. You don't know that. I wasn't talking about a particular night. You're saying, is it out of the realm that Katie, on a crazy night at the comedy store, didn't suck five dicks?
By the way, she was off dick sucking for a while, and then I saw her in the store, and she was all drunk. She goes, "I'm back."
Hooray. That's great.
You got to get this Katie girl's number.
She's great.
Okay.
She
sounds like
her hair is looking weird now. But
all right,
she's
were you
great.
The first one or the second one in that chain?
Who was number one?
I think it was
Harry Hinchcliffe.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Who was?
I think it was. Come on, dog. I think it was Josh.
Josh Adam Myers?
Yep, I'm pretty positive. It was him, then you, then you.
What about Hinchcliffe?
That's even worse.
No, I don't know what's worse. So. I don't think he was not on that one. I mean, maybe on a different one.
I don't know what's worse, to follow Hinchcliffe or Josh Adam Myers.
Josh Adam Myers, he's a nice guy, but he is like the definition of what looks like a creep.
Yeah.
Some girls find that attractive, Ari.
Oh, absolutely.
Obviously.
I think we know where you got that dot.
We got the show now. You know, it's doing really well. Yeah. It's going to be on TV
in
a year.
I got to go wait outside. I'm pretty sure Bill Burr's about to hit me up. That guy says Bill Burr's name more than Comedy Central says Bill Burr's
name. By the way,
name.
Anybody who hangs out with Bill Burr, that's all they talk about is their friendship with Bill Burr.
Really?
Yeah.
It's coveted.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah!
His special. All right, did you see his special? It's great.
No, I have it on my thing to watch. I gotta watch it.
You've been too busy editing your own special?
I'm done with all the editing now, though.
How's it look?
Storyteller show. I'm done with it all now.
You love it? You happy?
I'm happy with the way the special looks, absolutely.
What's the date that airs again? Remind everybody.
January 16th at 11:59 p.m.
There you go.
Comedy Central?
Comedy Central, live from the Comedy Store, the original room.
Sick.
Well, actually, it's not live. It's going to be recorded and aired months later.
But I know what you mean. But like you were, how they say you live. Were live. Live from the Sunset yeah. Strip.
You
same,
were live.
Same idea.
Yeah, you were live. You weren't Skyping in to your own special.
Right.
I can actually see you doing that. Just Skyping into the to your OR spots.
I see some old comic thinking that's funny and trying to do his own Skype
like
hour.
I'm surprised.
Duncan.
What?
Somewhere I was hosting, Duncan was in North Carolina. He couldn't be there, so he called in for his spot. He was like, I'm the talent coordinator. I get my time no matter what. And so we had to transfer the phone to the piano phone and take it over to the mic. And he had to keep talking. And he just insulted me as I was standing there holding it.
I'm pretty sure with Adam... If you called in for spots on Monday, but you were like, I'm going to Skype in from my own apartment in New York City. I'm not going to get on a plane. I'm not going to come to your shitty club.
Sounds like me.
Adam would be like, yeah, I'll give you three spots. It's about it. All right. I'll just give you a fucking main room Friday, Saturday, and then OR Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That's all I can give you right now.
Come on,
Team,
guys.
Have you been passed yet? Andy, have you been passed? You're passed there.
Andy passed. Teague's not. But Earl got passed.
Earl did get passed, but is that a good sign for you or a bad sign for you?
I think it's a good sign for me. My opinion is they gave five people a showcase.
Three of them, Polly requested.
But the truth is, you're not going to be able... Have you ever seen a showcase where everybody passes?
No.
No.
Everybody gets the... No, it's just like numbers game.
Also, there's no spots. There's like already too many comics.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, there's no spots to be had. He's right.
Unless Ari wants to Skype in five times.
Which would possibly happen. Ari,
can we
talk sports? I mean,
yes.
Andy is
sports,
here for sports.
Sports.
Let's get into your gloating. Do you want to
get it out
a little more?
Just get your bullshit out of the way.
Here's what we're doing, Ari. I'm going to start the clock. You have 3 minutes.
No way, 3 minutes for a whole championship year. Okay, you guys.
Wait.
Can you pull up his team and let's play this game?
No. Give him his 3 minutes, right. Ari.
Give him 2 minutes.
No, he's a champion.
It was a good season.
Here we go.
Like give it up first and foremost to T-Dobbs for coming in second, man. That's the real Super Bowl for you guys, the opportunity to come in second. And he did it. And he also made the championship kind of close, where I had to be like, whoa, hey. It was kind of like when the second time I beat up Bobby Lee was when I had my hands on his throat, and then he took a step forward. I was like, no. And I just like a nice easy like, no. So that's what I had to do. In the future, though, I'd like to give it up also for Death Squad, 420, whatever he's from, Green Bay. Where's he from? Michigan?
Who, Tallboy?
Yeah.
I'll let you figure that out during your rant, fuckface.
We've made some mistakes, We didn't play our starting defense. We could have gotten us another 8 points. That's some shit we're going to have to work on in the offseason. We're always striving for perfection at Armenian Genocide Industries. And one day we'll get there. But right now it's just, the championships are great, but we're looking for that perfect season. This all started with us missing and just auto-drafting the draft. I think that gets lost, too. We're talking about a championship, second in a row, from a team that was not even... It was out butt-fucking during the draft. Hard. Anal with no lube. So that really makes this championship all the sweeter. Now, I was happy to be able to beat Tony Hinchcliffe in one of the rounds. I was disappointed that you guys couldn't even make a showing enough to get to the... That hurt a little bit. I mean, it's a Punch Drunk League. You would think somebody from Punch Drunk would represent besides just me every year winning championships.
Three of us made the playoffs.
Fantasy, it's really just a game of numbers. And I think once you understand numbers and you're intelligent about life and the world around you, you'll have to put championships on your horizon, unless you're facing someone else with a basic level of intelligence. That's pretty much all I have to say. I don't know if I'm going to play next year. I mean,
did you play this year?
2 years. It's the only 2 years I've ever played fantasy football. I mean, there's bigger things to tackle.
1 minute.
I mean,
you don't have to do it.
On how to operate your fantasy teams in the future? Maybe I can help you.
In closing, go ahead.
In closing, finish
in closing, me and Death Squad 420, Grand Rapids, GR 420, are going to...
Speaking of anal sex...
We got to take some time off. We got to think about our future, what we're going to do. I mean, this was really too easy. We said last year, okay, you know how in Super Tecmo Bowl, you try to win just off safeties after a while because it's so easy? So we're like, hey, let's just not even be there for the draft and see if we can build a good team. And we did, and it was kind of easy. I don't see why you guys play this sport. In closing, I'd just like to say that Sam, Tebow, you guys are the problem with the world today. it's an acceptance of a mediocrity that I think is bringing us down as a culture.
Mm-hmm.
And overall, I hope more of Americans start acting more like myself and less like you two.
Wrap it up.
Better society.
All right, that's so it. 3 minutes of fucking blood.
Armenian genocide.
Done.
Longest
sports championship.
Longest 3 minutes of my life, and I've been in jail twice.
By the way, I am changing my name to The Holocaust Never Happened next year.
You'll back it up with nothing, Sam.
To the final. I made it to the fucking championships last year. I lost to you in the championship game last year.
Over a year ago?
Yeah, over so far away, 12 months ago.
I've had Armenians genocide for my name in 3 different leagues now. These two, and then in ESPN basketball.
Yeah, and you won that one too, you motherfucker.
That team also took a championship. It's about numbers and about having a great team called Armenian Genocide. Wow. Go ahead, Sam.
All right.
Are you Armenian, Sam?
Yeah, I'm half Armenian.
It's gross, right, Andy? When you think about it.
It's really gross.
You're next to one without even realizing.
Yeah. I feel like I'm in Glendale.
I couldn't tell.
Andy just moved all of his stuff over further away from Sam.
I called Sam's Uber to take me home.
All right, what do you think about the Cowboys winning the division with a little help from the Eagles?
Well, I thought for sure the Eagles would be the Redskins for sure.
So did I. So did everybody.
And I thought the Cowboys would lose to Andrew Luck and the Colts, we'd have to win and get some help in Week 17. At best, I thought we'd both lose or we'd both win, and then we blow it in Week 17 like we always do.
Yep.
And they'd win and we'd lose. Winning outright with a week to spare, we have a bye week. We just got ourselves a bye week.
Do you think they play any of their players?
Well,
they shouldn't. They should let DeMarco Murray get the 17 yards for the all-time Cowboys single-season rushing mark.
Which they will.
Let him get that. Let him get 20 for the first quarter.
Now, if you guys win next week, could you get a bye week?
We'd have to get a bye week by Arizona and Seattle both losing, or a Detroit and Green Bay tie.
So that's not happening. There's no way Seattle loses that game next week.
St. Louis? Nah.
Yeah, St. Louis called it a day.
But didn't we lose to St. Louis earlier this year?
Yep.
Yeah, so.
That is true.
But it'll be at home, so we're not going to lose. Yeah.
And Arizona's playing who?
San Francisco, they'll kill them.
It's like, no way, both of
them. Hold on, you think San Francisco's going to lose that game?
Yeah, they gave up. They're done. They lost to the Raiders.
Yeah, they're done. They lost to the Raiders. And that game matters because it's cross town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and they blew a 28-point lead against Chargers. Is that right? 21 for sure. Yeah. Might have been 28.
I think it was 28-7.
That might have been as big
at halftime.
Yep.
They scored the last 17 points. Wow. Yeah. It's like they've given up. So there's no real chance of that. So they're going to have a 3 seed. And it's like, just rest your players.
Well, you'll have a home game.
We'll have a home game. Against Seattle or
Arizona or Green Bay or Detroit. And whichever one you get, we get the other one. We'll get the higher seed.
Who's we?
Falcons. We'll get the higher seed of
the
two.
Panthers?
Well, I mean, if we beat the Panthers, which we should. We beat the shit out of them last time we played. And that was on the road. This will be in Atlanta. Atlanta should win that game. What's that?
New Orleans is out for sure.
Winner of Carolina Atlanta gets the last NFC spot.
I love it. Mm. A lot of people are saying it sucks that a team that's under 500 can make the playoffs. But here's how I'd like to look at it now.
How do you want to look at it?
You're not rewarding the best 4 or 6 teams. You're saying these are the representatives of their conferences.
Yeah.
And then you have a couple wild card teams as well.
Sure.
But these are the representatives of their conference. So their shitty conference has the representative, and it's going to be one of those two teams.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay with that.
Or change all of it. Or just to be like, the best fucking 6 teams get in. Or you go, the conference winners get in, and then the best 2 that aren't conference winners get in. You know? I mean, it's the way it's always been. And now because, like, 2, you know, 10 and 6 teams might not make the playoffs, you're like, so what? We had 3 less wins than you, but we still won our conference.
I would like to know if it was your team that was 10 and 6 and another team from a shitty conference was getting the playoff, would you still think that?
Yeah. That's happened before.
Last week, I thought that
with
was
Atlanta?
Happen.
Atlanta sure. didn't get in Absolutely. Because they had the best. They had didn't win their conference and they had a better record than Seattle that year?
Yeah, I remember we were 10 and 6 one year and didn't get in because the Bears were 9 and 7 and won their shitty-ass division. And we, you know, there was two other 10-6 teams, and we were just ones didn't make the cut. And I was just going like, man, if we were in the Central, we would have won the Central.
Okay, I got to
tell. 5 days ago, the Cowboys were not going to get in at 11-5. And I was like, fuck, but I was still okay with it. I was like, that's how it works.
I mean, it's just the rules. I mean, you win your conference, you get a home playoff game.
Now, Tebow,
and the reason that everyone else has had such good records is because that conference sucks so bad, they're handing out wins to other teams.
Yes, 100%.
Sure.
So their 11-5 is not a real 11-5. If the Atlanta conference was a better conference, that'd be 10-6. That'd be 9-7.
I want to stay on football. I just want to say one thing about the NBA because it's kind of like this, because the Eastern Conference is so bad compared to the Western Conference. The New York Knicks are 5-20 something.
Yeah.
And they are 8 games out of the final playoff spot in the East.
Games?
8 games.
That's a lot.
That's not, I mean, dude, they went on a nice little run. They could get in. Like, yeah.
But that would still be under 500.
Yeah.
Brooklyn is in the last spot.
You'd be 13-20. 13-20 is the last playoff spot in the East.
But I don't want, I'm going to get to basketball in the next hour. I get a text from Tebow. I have an epic rant I want to do.
Did you read that article I sent you, Ari?
On what? On the rapings?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
On the rapings.
And you didn't read it, right?
I
Let's
know.
Set it up first, Sam. Let's set it up to tell them what's happening. Tell Andy and tell the Mexican what's happening.
Have you heard of this? I'm going to pull the article up right now. Of the
basically what
old safety for
Darren Sharper. I'll set it up while you look it up.
Uh-huh.
Darren Sharper has been arrested before Bill Cosby got arrested. Darren Sharper got arrested for basically doing the exact same thing, which
this
was
doing it before is popular.
Yeah,
he would. Cosby put a stamp on
some people call. Some people call him the
innovator.
Yeah, he's the Jackie Robinson
of raping
of famous black guys fucking roofing chicks. He was the first, and he's a trailblazer. And he basically was going around to these cities, hanging out with these chicks,
Los
going
Angeles
back
and
to
New
their
Orleans,
place,
LA and New Orleans,
and roofing them. And it's I'll let him get into his thing, and then I got my take on it.
So during his criminal investigation, they find out that there was some NFL convention, and there was allegedly 6 other players that they are. FBI is not officially investigating these guys, but
they're fans.
But they admit that all of these players were, you know, giving these guys the old Cosby fucking cocktail.
Jesus.
And we're calling it horny juice. Like, oh yeah, man, everybody was giving out horny juice that weekend. It wasn't just Sharper, who like
Spanish fly.
3 different girls were have accused him of, you know, essentially rape. But he's like, yeah, these other players.
Well, let him do his rant,
so you got,
and then we'll get into it.
At least that we know of, 6, according to this FBI article, 6 NFL players that are pulling the Bill Cosby, right? And giving out horny juice, which I love. Horny juice just completely knocks a girl out. Doesn't make her horny. She just is a fucking corpse.
It makes them horny.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Horny juice is for the guy looking at the girl fucking knocked out on the floor.
Yeah.
Which I get. I'm not knocking that.
Okay, give me your rant.
But with everything, I'm in the middle of it.
Oh, this is a rant?
With everything that's happened between this thing with Sharper, the Ray Rice thing, the fucking Adrian Peterson beating his kid.
Ferguson.
Ferguson, the moon landing.
Yeah.
No, it's like how delicate is the NFL with all this? They just changed their code of conduct policy, right? So now it's like you can't, you know, Ray McDonald, like, got accused of sexual assault. They just canned him. You're gone. And now, who's the other guy that's on the Niners that, Alden Smith.
Jerry Rice.
Who got in deep shit. Alden Smith was in deep shit for all that DUI shit and all that. Then he was suspended 9 games. It comes out that he was at the Ray McDonald raping. And she alleged he was drinking, which he's like, can't drink at all. Like his whole thing with all of his DUIs and him getting after his 9-month reinstatement. The one thing he can't do is drink. And she's like, yeah, Alden, this some guy named Alden Smith walks in with a big thing of vodka and a big thing of cranberry juice.
I love how she kind of guesses, I don't know.
Yeah.
Some, I don't know. I just want to say Alden Smith. I don't know. Is that his name?
Number
I'm not
42.
Sure.
Trust me, but a chick like that that's hanging out with a fucking some other giant black guy walks in. She's like, I'm going to remember his name. Maybe he's richer than this one.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't think she doesn't get her fucking place and all that. I mean, if some chick's like in the room with Kobe.
She's not a victim at all.
Yeah.
You're mad.
I love your take.
Of course. I mean,
bitch.
Of course, she's a bit of a victim. But it's like
a bit of a victim.
It's like the Mike Tyson thing. It's like this. He's hitting on her. She goes to his room at 2 a.m. Of course, something's gonna happen. If I'm walking down a dark alley, twirling my wallet, and I get mugged.
Okay,
it's like,
hold on, stop. Okay, you want to say something?
Can't you also just want to give the guy a blowjob?
Yeah,
me sure. Of course, I can.
If you're going up to a guy's hotel room at 2 a.m, yeah. Let's just say it's like you know what you're doing. But can't you just want to? Suck his dick.
You gotta make that clear.
The rest is still rape.
What do you walk in the room? By the way, just get out there. I'm only here to suck dick.
Yes. And I think that would solve a lot.
Chicks love doing that. Chicks love to just put it out there.
We just heard a story in the last 10 minutes of a chick we all know going up to Ari and going, by the way, I'm back on the dick sucking market.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does she get raped? No.
Can we stop?
Dick sucking markets have hit an all-time low this year, though.
Yeah,
trust
really
me. Don't I know
10
it.
Points.
Don't I know it.
Can we get, you know why? Because they're all taken in the ass. Yeah. Why suck the dick if you're giving up the ass? Real quick, I'd like to go in and let's rate his rant. I want to rate the rant. Because
has he finished?
I can't tell.
Every time I talk, I just,
I don't know what the point
is. How long are we into it?
4 minutes into this rant.
No, we're not. Well, one, we're not. There's no way we are.
Yeah, we're
but
like
the minute
three
I start,
half,
the minute I start explaining it, then you're like, can you start the rant? I'm like, I'm in the middle of starting it.
No.
Now we're halfway through. Like, you want to rate it.
Are you mad at the classic, you went up to their room?
My point is, no. My point is, the NFL is fucked.
Yeah.
The gold standard of how you should act. Baseball and the NBA have been dying to model everything after the NFL. It's the most successful formula of a business meets a sport. Now it's just fucked. Now it's exactly like you were saying this morning where you're like, at what point in time does everybody start bailing on the NFL? Well, advertisers.
Pee-wee football is down, I think, 60%.
Is that true?
Kids are not playing football.
Because they're all playing soccer.
White kids aren't playing football, right?
It's everybody. Who wants, they're like, oh, he's going to probably be a sex criminal, beat up his wife, and have brain damage. I don't want,
Yeah, and Lou Gehrig's disease, yeah. ALS. Like, they all have ALS now.
Yeah, the NFL in about 10 years is in fucking trouble.
My ex-girlfriend is Steve Gleason's cousin. I'm connected to them. So I take no offense to that.
Nice.
Just kidding. All right.
Yeah, it really is a kind of thing where it's like, is the writing on the wall for this shit? Have they gotten away with so much fucking shit for so fucking long that everyone's going to start putting stock in all these other fucking sports?
Do you know what they even
the
say?
The biggest year of trouble for the NFL.
That,
by far.
For the first time ever, I heard that the NFL is starting to lose young viewers.
I mean, really? It's crazy. It's such a. I mean, it's.
I think it has less to do with all this and more that people are such narcissists. They don't. Nobody wants to watch other people doing shit. Everybody wants to watch. Like, look at me. I'm fucking jumping my skateboard.
It's a little
up.
Bit like Emperor's has no clothes. I mean, like they're doing great, but it's like they celebrate every fucking play and they're just totally like targets.
They're punks.
Yeah.
They're punks. I don't want to watch a bunch of punks have a good time.
But there's also that element of they fucking diluted their own brand. And the NFL, when it was perfect to me, was Sunday and Monday.
Yeah.
And then the playoffs. And now it's like the NFL Network's got 2 Thursday games. And then on Thanksgiving, you got to leave to go somewhere that has the NFL. And there's 3 Thursday games on, now it's like there's NFL
Thanksgiving
on every
always
fucking
had
day.
A million.
Always had 2 games, Dallas and Detroit. That's it. Then the NFL Network's like, hey, we're going to throw a 3rd game on, and if you don't have the NFL Network, now you got to go to a bar somewhere on Thanksgiving.
Think about how good the ratings would be if they cut half the Sunday games and they put them on every day of the week.
Oh, one game a day. I don't think it's high. Because people all over the country want to watch their team and then also the big game.
No, what made it great was Sunday was football day.
That's what I'm saying.
In week 14, if that's the only game on, you're like, I'm not going to watch this one.
This Sunday, there are 12 10 a.m. games.
They've moved it. They've now moved it.
Oh,
Atlanta,
really?
they bumped, because they're all flex games, but Atlanta got bumped to the afternoon, and somebody else, there's another game that matters. Green Bay and Detroit. I think Green Bay, Detroit.
Seattle. The Seattle game's late, too. Okay. A lot of good 4 o'clock games.
Yeah, I think there's five now. I think it's 9 and 5.
Green Bay Detroit. It's a massive game for a first round bye, probably. And
there's four games that have big playoff implications, which is the other thing that I wanted to say, which is if you really think about parity and what they've tried to do, this season has worked out great because going into the last week and there are four games, maybe five, that have huge playoff implications, and they're all conference games. Green Bay, Detroit, winner gets the division.
Best playoff game to go in the AFC.
Atlanta, Carolina, winner gets the division. Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, winner gets the division. And then there was one more.
Diego and Baltimore. I don't know the game. Let me see
Seattle's a big game, and so is Arizona.
Even but we're not already playing in. Each other. Seattle's in.
Yeah, but you could get a fucking first round bye if you win or lose.
It's going to be interesting.
You're either a wild card team or you're not. You either get a home game
Browns,
or you don't.
The Ravens. Ravens got to win to get in.
Seattle going to Chargers Dallas team. Is a lot easier to beat than fucking having to go to Seattle, than like Detroit having to go to Seattle.
Yeah.
Seattle's
yeah.
incredibly difficult to play in Seattle. You know, you get them out of there, though, you know, Seattle
all that,
has...
All that grunge rock.
Seattle,
yeah, so hard.
Seattle has to go to Green Bay and play in that cold, in that
Eddie
snow.
Vedder
that's a different
there,
game.
Fucking ripping it.
Right?
Who would have to go to Seattle?
Detroit or no?
Detroit or Green Bay?
I think Green Bay has
Cowboys.
A better chance in Seattle
or
than
or Cowboys. No, Cowboys get a home game because they won the division.
I think Seattle would have a. I mean, Green Bay would have a much better chance in Seattle than Detroit, even though Detroit's defense is built for the cold. I know
good defense. They got a great,
got great
their defense. Is playing great.
They get to that guy, but it's like ugh.
Reggie Bush finally showing up too. This fucking guy.
How long till he's out of the league?
2 years, maybe.
Yeah,
two, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, three, maybe.
People with names stay on longer. People
yeah, but this guy, like,
he's old.
He got that Kardashian pussy.
That's like the curse, man. You put your dick in a Kardashian, dude. You're who's that fucking receiver? Now he's with Cleveland, but he was Dallas' receiver, Austin Miles.
Oh right? Yeah,
gone. Minute he fucked her, done.
Where is Lamar Odom?
Lamar Odom's just not even
in
America.
He was in China, and I heard
he's in Hawthorne right now.
God,
he's at a Radisson.
He's not even... Who else? Who else has fucked a Kardashian that's... I mean...
All these rappers,
French
they can't
Montana
stop...
keeps... They, all rappers Jangland. Fuck Khloe because she's the big girl.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She got that ass.
And they just love that fame bump that comes with banging one of those chicks. Like,
great PR.
Black guys yeah. don't give a fuck. They're like... I get fame, get paid, I hit that shit. Everyone is like, oh, I don't know if I want that kind
of. But they're also pretty attractive. I mean, other than Khloe. Mm-hmm.
I would hit Khloe. I'm actually attracted
Khloe
to big
seems
girls.
Like the hottest one.
What? Which one's the.
The
which,
big one?
Do you mean like she has the highest temperature?
You like the biggest the one?
Is Khloe the biggest one?
Scott.
You like
yeah,
the big
the one?
That's
the one that's hot. No, no, no. Ari's right.
Yeah, she's hot.
The big one.
Yeah, that's Khloe,
let me
right?
See, let me see her. Let me see
I
her.
Like Courtney.
Oh, no.
Courtney's the big one, right?
No, Courtney's the little one.
Courtney's yeah. the little one that's married to Scott Disick.
I like
that's
her.
My one.
Yeah, she's hot.
Did you guys just high five on that?
Yeah, we sure did, bro.
We both like we like the same useless trash.
Useless trash.
Like, we're that
dude.
Much better than those girls.
I would yeah. knock her up. We're way worse than those girls.
We are
we're
way
successful
worse.
Successful businesswomen with millions of dollars.
Yeah. What's up, Ari?
It's OJ's kid.
No, it's not. I actually saw a picture of the guy that she, her mom might have had an affair with, and Khloe has his face.
Oh, no way.
It's a
really?
Totally different dude. It's like a family friend.
Wow.
What is
definitely
he?
Not her father.
But the hottest one is the younger one. Not the ugly one.
Yeah, the,
not the
Kylie,
ugly one.
Kylie and Kendall
Oh, you
Jenner.
Mean the young
Kendall.
Ones?
Kendall's
Kendall.
Hot.
The new no, models?
Those girls yeah. are worse than the actual Kardashian.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
the actual Kim Kardashian actually
oh
sucked a dick to be... To get to this kind of level of fame. Yeah. Those girls are just like,
watch
my
Ari.
Sister sucked a dick, and now give me money.
Yeah, and their Instagram followers.
They're an empire. They're the new Kennedys.
Kendall. Yep. Look up Kendall, Ari.
Why are we looking up Kendall?
Because
this
he's
is a sports
see how hot
podcast.
She is.
Why aren't the Armenians like more proud of this whole
because
Kardashian
they're
thing.
Famous from sucking black guys' dicks.
Who the fuck cares?
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
You guys aren't going to matter otherwise. What else do you have?
Maybe we don't like to matter. Maybe we're quiet like ninjas yeah. in the shadow.
The ninjas of Glendale.
Yeah.
The ninjas of Glendale. I like
I
that.
I snuck a cigarette
hey,
a mile
dude,
away. Downtown
let
Burbank.
Let me tell you something, dude.
What? He's getting
You can
serious.
Say what you
He's
want about Armenians.
Eyes. Yeah.
Don't talk about Glendale.
I've been doing a charity event for Armenians for like 12 years. A couple years ago, I got in a shady legal situation.
Yeah.
The guy who is on the board of this charity is Mark Garagos. I called in Garagos. I'm like, hey, man, listen, I've done some shit I'm not proud of. I got to fucking.
Yeah.
Can you represent
me?
You
were siphoning money.
Yeah. It got shady. It was some shady shit I was doing. And came in, got me fucking off. No record. I could still go to Canada and Australia.
I'm surprised you didn't represent yourself.
Damn.
Dude, like I have. Man in love. I have. You know my traffic court record is like 13-2.
I real quick to, you know, because we were talking about sports, but I want to stop for a second. I was going to say, I do admire your people. I think you guys are pretty bootstrap. Like, you guys do it. I don't understand, like, the shelter of Glendale. Like, I met an Armenian girl recently who didn't know what barbecue was. Like, she just had never, like, I don't understand that aspect of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, what I'm
going to
tell you is any group you find, there's going to be a couple idiots.
No, only Puerto Ricans and Armenians hang on to your little tiny non-important cultures and won't just fully assimilate.
No, Mexicans do it too.
Hold on,
no,
are you
Mexico
crazy?
Mexico is America, though.
Do you go by Melrose and watch all those dudes with hockey pucks on their head walking around? The Hasidics?
Oh, yeah, but, you know.
The Canadians.
He said hockey
the Jews,
pucks.
The Canadians, whatever.
Yeah. Dude, every group has this group that just holds
hockey
on.
Hockey pucks, you did say
but
hockey
pucks. But at least like those are like a minority of Judaism. We're talking about all of the Armos.
Well, what I would tell you is that the Armenians that you see are fresh off the boat Armos who come right from Armenia. If you go more East Coast, they're fucking just Western. You would if I showed you my family, you'd be like, those are Armenians. They look white people. They just hang out. They don't give a fuck.
Third generation or like second?
Yeah, third, fourth, fifth. Okay. Here it's like first generation. What is sarcasm? I don't get that.
Yeah.
I take everything literal. And they're all Persian Armenian. It's back east. They're more Eastern European Armenian. Here they're Persian Armenians. That's why they're so angry.
I get it. Now it makes sense.
Yeah.
Fucking Persians.
Goddamn Persians.
I love Persians, but they're some angry motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Like Brett Ernst, I put him in my Armenian benefit one time, and
he's still on stage right now.
He was supposed to do like a 12-minute set. 5 to 6 minutes of it is just racking on Persians, and the whole room is just quiet.
Brett Ernst?
Yeah.
Talking about Drakkar Noir?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking about them.
Those stereotypes, Drakkar Noir and Glenda, it's like, all right, guys, come on. That's 15, 20 years old.
Ari was sensitive.
No, it's not that. It's just kind of like boring already. It's like, yeah, I get it.
But that was new to me. I'd never met an Armenian until I moved to LA.
Can I ask you something, Ari? Do you think people are starting to get away from jokes about groups?
Yeah.
No, I think they have to be more real about it. I think it's like it looks like you're a fucking old man now. If you're doing a joke about like gay guys, oh, you're taking the ass, and that's your big joke. You're like, hey man, we went to high school with like 20 of those people. What are you talking about?
Yeah I was listening
Most of them
to
have been in my ass.
I was listening to the XM,
Breaking News.
Like the Comedy Central station last night, and there was like a comic who his joke was about do I look gay, and I was like, I don't think anybody would say that anymore. Like where it's like,
well,
I think
people have gay face.
Yeah, no, but what I'm saying is,
like
guys are like, I can't,
gay face.
Like,
yeah,
you
can't
used to be a joke, like, 10 years ago where you could be like, I don't, like, don't you hate it when you go swimming with your friend because people think you're gay? And it's like, who the fuck cares if you're gay now?
No, it's definitely different. It's a definite vibe. You have to really.
I think it's a lot of that. It should become sort of, people are like, what? You just look like a dinosaur, that's all.
Yeah.
You know? So I do them too, but I feel afterwards, I'm like, ugh, what was I doing?
It depends on the joke, like, and the crowd, too. It's like, it's just interesting.
No, it can work. It can work because everyone sort of, like, knows those stereotypes. So there's like, yeah, it's like prison rape jokes. It's not even as good as prison rape jokes. Prison rape is a thing that's still happening.
Yeah.
None of us have ever seen it or even know anyone has happened to it.
You know, when like you were showing us your herpes scar, I thought that was a lot like prison rape. You were forcing us. Your dick on us. That's what I felt.
Are you sure you didn't inject something into that hole?
Maybe some kind of like testosterone
or heroin, maybe.
No, it's where I inject stuff in when I do inject it, but I thought it was like not related.
Yeah.
Okay.
It looks like you've just been beating off a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, is it chafing?
Right when I get out of the shower, it gets darker. I'm telling you guys. I'm no, sure it's herpes. It's bad news.
Maybe it's AIDS.
I think it's got to hurt.
I think it's like one of those, like, you beat off so much.
Black
you can't
flag?
Even, you can't even come. Flag? You're just beating Black off flag. For no reason.
Okay. Can we get into sports again?
Why don't you put a picture of your dick dot on the internet and ask some doctor people to
Yeah,
chime
do like
in.
A Reddit MAA man.
Why don't you show Andy your new belt?
Oh.
No,
it's like...
Yeah, it looks like skin, but it's not a belt at all.
Trim those pubes, bro.
Dude, sometimes he'll show us his asshole, and it's like...
Jesus Christ.
The guy does not shampoo his asshole. Like, when you're that furry...
Who shampoos an asshole?
You gotta shampoo your asshole, dude.
All right, let's see your asshole.
Yeah, you do, dude. You gotta clean that fucking asshole.
With soap.
With soap, yeah, not
shampoo. But you're so... Dude, if your asshole's like your nuts...
Asshole?
Your
you have ass
and your face... If your asshole's like your face and your nuts, that's furry, and you should shampoo it. Like any other furry thing.
All right, let's see your asshole beard.
No. You should really condition it.
No, let's not. No!
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, Jesus.
God, I could... Oh, Christ. Jesus Christ. I was... God, I did it. That
Is that permed?
God. Oh, my God.
Why? That was just really uncalled for.
God.
I knew it was coming. How did you not? He was
Your face looks
so
like
casual.
Frank Castillo's face. Oh, fuck that joke.
Your
up.
Ass looks like my beard.
There we go. Bam. Thank you.
Frank Castillo, you should be the kind of Taliban Twitter guy who just retweets compliments all day long.
Humble brag, ISIS.
Yeah, like,
I can't believe Somehow it comes back to me. Right now, let's finish off the NFL. If you All had right. to pick your Super Bowl, who's it going to be, Andy?
I mean, you guys, I hate to admit this, but it's completely true. I'm such a fair weather fan. I only started watching NFL in 2006.
That's Sorry? Okay.
You can
That's
still have an opinion.
What's that have to do with what I just said?
Because I'm just going to say Seahawks. That's
Seahawks
only...
versus anybody, or does just they show up?
I don't know how it would break down. I would like to see. I would like to see if it could. I would love to see a Falcons Seahawks Super Bowl.
Well, it's okay.
I don't think it can.
Yeah, because they're both in the NFC.
Yeah, so.
I can see that.
Why'd you clap for that? You let your friend say that.
Yeah, because I would love to see that, too.
It's just never
NFC.
Have...
Well, at least NFC Championship game. That would be
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, that would be, because that was, we got beat, like, in, what, the 45 seconds left, like, 2 years ago, and it left a really bad flavor in my mouth.
Yep, that happened to us the year before.
Yeah. Do you think that flavor in your mouth is about the flavor of Ari's asshole?
I mean, I'm hard as a rock.
Can you imagine
I don't know why
what
you guys are
chick
so...
would eat your disgusting ass? Ugh! No wonder you won't let her, because you'd probably kill her.
It'd be bad. Let's get to my team. Let's. Oh no, we'll do that later.
Can we? Can,
I think
okay.
the Cowboys have a decent okay. chance, and I'd like to stop and say, guys, of course. Fucking Seattle's probably going to win. They're defending Super Bowl champions, and they're coming together right now. But the I'm Cowboys, going. The
they're
playoffs,
so good.
Guys.
Patriots, fucking Packers. Marshawn
so
run.
You're going Cowboys versus who? Who's your Super Bowl pick? Why is it so hard?
I'll go Cowboys versus T-Dobbs. second to the fantasy football.
What a dumbass. Patriots, Packers.
That's who you think does it?
I think that's a Super Bowl. I'd love to see the Falcons. I think Packers, Patriots.
You think Packers can go into Seattle and win?
Yeah. I think the Patriots.
You're going Seattle Patriots. Or
I'm going Patriots for sure. I'm not going to say anything but the Cowboys until the Cowboys are out. But.
Seattle.
Okay, so you're going Cowboys, Patriots, Frank?
I think the Cowboys. I don't know who's going to win the AFC, but I think the Cowboys do. Because, dude, that
you
was,
don't know who's going to win the AFC. You have no say in the
I
AFC.
Can't,
anything?
I can't. I mean, everyone. It's just too. I mean,
very interesting.
Too good.
Don't sleep on the Broncos. The I know they got stomped last night, but the Broncos are still going to.
I didn't think that Cowboys game was going to be such a blowout. That was ridiculous.
The Broncos got beat by the Bengals last night.
Yep,
right?
Sure did.
I thought that the Colts were starting to put something together, and it's just at some point,
dude, luck just
running games done,
just fell
running
off.
Games done, and we saw what happens to them when T.Y. Hilton's not on the field.
Yeah,
they have nobody to throw it to.
I think it's gonna be New England
mm-hmm.
versus Seattle. That's my opinion.
That. I could see it.
I think
I'd
both of them are.
I hate Boston.
But, dude, if there's anybody that can beat Seattle, it's Tom Brady. Yeah. I just think so. Now, you know who needs this more than anybody is Bill Belichick. Because Bill Belichick has yet to win a Super Bowl when he's not allowed to cheat. And I don't give a fuck what anybody says, but when you know what the other team's defense is running by their formations, that's called fucking cheating.
Well, so, that's why Seattle fucking crushed. They said they had all of Peyton's snaps. They had its whole count, tap count. They had its whole fucking playbook.
Yeah, yep. but they didn't film.
They had its whole playbook.
But they weren't.
They do replace he was going to run in the entire game before he
ran. So you're saying that CL did the same thing that Bill Belichick did?
No, I'm saying it's way worse. I'm saying it's way worse. They
Breaking
knew
news.
The plays that Peyton Manning was going to run. Not like they guessed a couple. They knew all the plays. It only came down to coverage at that point.
How did they know the plays?
I don't know. Ask Michael Sherman.
Richard Sherman.
Yeah. That's Michael right. Sherman's his uncle.
Michael, are you coming after
Sherman
Pete Carroll like that?
He's bringing hate.
Undisgraced NCAA.
Didn't he now, let me ask you something. If Seattle wins, do you think Pete Carroll gets they start talking about him as one of the greatest coaches ever?
No.
They're already doing it. They're already
Why wouldn't
talking
they,
about it.
Tebow?
Why? Because he has two Super Bowls?
And three national championships in USC.
Oh, you're saying greatest coaches ever?
Is that the exact
I thought you were saying NFL. I thought you were saying NFL.
I say greatest coaches ever.
Yeah, he's probably the greatest coach we've ever seen. Two Super Bowl wins in fucking 5 years.
That was such a weird flip.
I honestly think there's asterisk nest to his USC wins.
Why?
Obviously.
Why?
Because all, I mean, Reggie Bush had to give a Heisman back.
Yeah, but dude, I want to get into that.
He just took some extra cash.
He didn't. His parents did.
Sure.
And let me tell you something. You could do that with any NCAA team that won a championship.
Any of them. All of them.
And I've said it here. The only reason, and you look at the NCAA and how they've operated over the last 10 years or how long has it been? Like 7 years since he... How long has he been at Seattle? Do you remember?
It's 2008.
So we're 6 years. 6 years since Pete Carroll's
left. It might even be less than that.
Every one of these scandals that has happened in the NCAA, Alabama players admitting they got paid cold hard cash.
Sure. All
Cam
the players
Newins,
getting paid to sign.
Miami, that guy, they did that 30 for 30. That guy just paid for everything. None of them have gotten hammered like USC got hammered.
Yeah. Ohio State sure did. Ohio State, absolutely.
Not even close. Pull it up, dude.
Ohio State couldn't compete in bowls for 2 years.
Yeah.
Just like USC.
We lost like three years.
They lost all those recruits.
We lost way more fucking scholarships.
USC.
I
didn't know you were saying it like that. It's like your team or something.
But I'm just saying USC got pounded on way more than anybody else. Why? Because USC is in a city where its football program is maybe the fifth or sixth most important thing.
Yeah, we were talking about this yesterday.
Yeah, the SEC, the NCAA teams, the committee is ran by fucking athletic directors at schools where college football
but
is
if you compare
God.
If you compare what like USC religion. Got accused of or found guilty of to what Ohio State got, you know what they did?
Yeah.
Prior traded a tattoo for signing shit.
There was a bunch of that stuff. But I'm with you on that. But dude, Reggie Bush never received a dollar. Someone paid off his parents. Look at what Miami did. Look at what Alabama did. Alabama, there's like people going, yeah, I got like 50 grand from this booster. Did anything happen in Alabama?
I just want to make sure I have this right.
Well, you let me finish and I'll tell you.
Okay, go ahead.
Is that the NCAA and especially the SEC, the Big Ten, the Big 12, they hate that USC football was coming into their schools and whooping their asses.
Sure.
Because it's like, it goes in L.A., what is it goes? Movies? Televisions, Lakers, Dodgers, what'd we say?
Porn,
and then USC.
Right.
In terms of what people care about more in this town.
Yeah.
Alabama, football is God in the state of Alabama. Auburn, God. They hate it
all they have.
Yeah.
They don't have anything whatsoever.
So the notion that his championship should have asterisks on it is ridiculous because all those motherfuckers cheated. And you know what? I don't even have a problem with that. I have no problem with Cam Newton going, who's going to give me 100 grand to come play at their place? Okay, give it to my dad. I'll come play with you. I have no problem with that.
Sure.
But to say that.
If everyone can't do that, it's okay if you could just pay people. But all the other teams, like, we're not allowed to pay him.
Yeah.
I'm with you. We're not allowed.
The reason you have those rules is so that nobody, so there's this perception of an even playing field, and that someone like, let's say, like Sam Houston has a chance at this five-star recruit as much as Alabama. That's not really happening, but we like to put on the facade. But Pete Carroll, 3 national championship, a juggernaut, and then if he wins 2 Super Bowls in a row, I mean, that's some real shit right there.
Sure.
I'd just like to say that Ohio State.
Best coach of all time.
What's that, Ari?
It's a bit
Ohio
much.
Ohio State should not be in the playoff right now.
Who?
Ohio State.
I think they should.
No. Here's why.
Who should be?
Baylor.
Well, Baylor fucked themselves by not having a championship.
But they were still ahead. It's like you're rewarding this last-minute thing. It's like they're just saying only a few conferences can play for a national championship.
Did you hear the conspiracy theory?
There's no conspiracy. They're saying only a few conferences are allowed. So if you're not in one of those conferences, unless you finish...
It's definitely more difficult.
Yeah, but Baylor is one of those conferences. It's a Power 5 conference that they're in.
Why wouldn't they let him in then? And because they're like, well, look at that. Where Tony is like, look at the Big Ten is way better. Not according to the RPI.
Did you hear that there's a theory that Wisconsin threw the game?
So a Big Ten team could get into the fucking...
I mean, they got whooped 55-0. That's like nobody saw that coming.
That's throw numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I still don't care.
I think in 2 years you'll see BYU is in the Big Ten.
They need more maybe, but it's
they need
like,
two more. You got to have 12 teams to have a playoff. 6-6, and you have a playoff.
Baylor beat more top 25 teams.
Yep.
Their loss came to a better team.
Yep. You don't think ESPN has a say?
Their conference is a better conference than the Big Ten.
100%. I totally agree with you.
So how did they not get in?
Because ESPN goes, Ohio State brings national numbers.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Nobody gives a fuck about Baylor, even though they have...
Still not caring who's going to fucking be the championship, because we're like...
They'll get it right, though. They're at least moving to getting it right. It'll eventually be
Ohio State gets housed in the first game, which it's definitely possible.
Even if it doesn't, they're not deserving. It's like when they let John Jones fight, what's his name? Where it's like, you don't... What if you get a lucky shot?
Dude,
and you're not the champion.
It's not a perfect science. I'm with you on that one, but it's better than what we had with the BCS.
You're right. You're right. And I think it's getting there. And I think within
and they will
3
have
years, it'll be 8 teams.
8 teams.
You know what the coach of Air Force said? He was like, you're only allowed to win if you take a top 5. That means a team like Butler in the NCAA basketball couldn't have done that in football.
Well, that's why they'll go to 8.
Well, yeah.
If Marshall had finished undefeated.
It's because you can play 3 basketball games a week.
Yeah, but if Marshall finished undefeated, you'd be like, well, you still, guys, you're not the best, and we're not going to view you as the best.
What they'll do is they'll go to 8 teams, and then they'll have like 1 or 2 spots for kind of like independents or teams that are in power conferences.
Shouldn't and then somebody like Butler can go get their butt fucked by Alabama in round 1, and then everyone can shut the fuck up about it.
But you know what, dude? Sometimes
conferences should be just
But that's what'll make it exciting. What you're about to say is sometimes
when Boise State beat Oklahoma,
that was one of the
nobody saw that coming.
Yeah.
It could happen, dude. It could happen. But that's why people are fighting.
Not in a playoff, it can't happen.
What?
Not if they're not in a playoff.
No, I'm with you. That's why we'll go to 8.
What we're saying is eventually they're working towards us going to 8 teams.
When they see the numbers that these playoffs get, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah. It's going to actually matter. It's going to actually
People are going to be like, holy fuck, these numbers are huge. I personally think they're not going to be NFL numbers, but they're going to be pretty close to people watching these playoff games. And that will change everything. Because people have been dying for a playoff for so long that they're going to be like, well, we should add at least 2 more of these games.
Yeah.
Which will be a total of 8 teams. And they can't say anything because all the subdivisions do this already.
Mm-hmm.
Division 2, Division 3 already do 8-team playoffs. And what are you going to say? That those kids don't matter? That they're missing on school, who gives a fuck? No, you're never going to be able to say that. That was the ultimate lie when they were like, we can't run this because these kids got to study. Well, what about these subdivisions?
They're clearly doing it.
Yeah. They're not fucking studying anyway.
Yeah. Well, it's the that's minor my opinion. Leagues. It's like, let them get a degree in football.
Well, that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. And then a lot of them, the ones that really do, I'm not saying, oh, I only care about football, I don't care about my education, whatever. No, they're prioritizing this because they have a fucking 10-year window at best to make as much money as they can playing football. And a lot of them, like Ricky Williams, a lot of these people, when they retire, they go, I'm going to go back and get my fucking degree.
If you
at 35 with $47 million in my bank account, now I'm going to go get my English degree that I can fuck off to and make 30 grand a year if I want.
Let me say this. Did you go to college?
Yes.
What degree did you get?
Socio-religious studies.
Okay. You didn't... Did you go into anything that was social, religious?
No.
No,
I mean,
exactly.
I guess what I do, but...
So if you go to a kid, hey, man, you can get a football degree. I'm going to tell you, he's more likely to use that football degree and become a coach than Andy is to become some social, religious...
Teacher.
Yeah. Whatever it is. I mean, if you actually go, hey, dude, you want to learn how to make money from football... Here's these million different avenues of football, whether it's
coaching,
agent,
scouting.
They don't give you that. They don't teach you how to make money in football. They just teach you how to play football.
But no, if but if you
smart,
gave them a degree
major,
in football.
As an English major, we had to have business writing classes.
Yeah.
We had to learn how to work on our resumes.
Yeah. Let them become, let them major in football.
They don't teach you how to like start how to recruit. They don't teach you any of that.
Coaching, recruiting.
I understand
they don't
that, but
teach
if
you any of that, they teach you how to run your position.
Can you say that again for the third time? Because I said I hear what you're saying.
What Sam's saying is they should have classes in that shit. You should be able to go there and be like, I'm going to be on the football team, and I'm also going to be studying how to become a scout or a coach or a lines judge or a fucking
whatever
manager
it is.
Or an
a referee,
agent,
whatever referee. You can teach them Hey, dude, this is how you coach. Football.
Right. This is how you work in the football industry.
Yeah. Then they'll pay attention to that shit. Go, hey, dude, I know you want to become a pro football player.
This is how you market horny juice.
Yeah.
Horny juice. I can't believe that. First of all, they're definitely going to try to hold this back until the offseason. They don't want to.
Oh, of course. God, yeah.
Of course.
And the FBI is involved.
They'll let a week and a half go, and then
they won't let
that
go either.
The FBI is involved. This is like the FBI. This isn't like, well, we're going to do an internal investigation and find nothing.
No, the feds.
FBI is like, they turn over stones and shit.
When I see Pauly Shore at the Comedy Store walking around, and it was this one chick this night, with a woman that is the definition of perfection. Like, I mean, I looked at this girl and go, I don't know. Maybe your pussy stinks like garbage.
Dude,
I don't know what it
like
is.
Flowers,
but
right?
You are when you ask me to draw what a perfect woman looks like, she is it.
Dude,
and
I'll
she's running around with Pauly Shore, whose fame is really from the 90s when she probably wasn't even around.
Dude, she's got a good memory, right?
The fact that you have to roofie these chicks to get laid when you're a famous guy is crazy.
It's weird. It's like it's another level of narcissism.
Weird. Now, is it that they like having sex with girls that are just
dead?
It's not they go out. Like they with the Cosby, they passed out.
So yeah, that's like a sick power thing.
Yeah, it's
gotta
be a power
thing. That was like happening when Cosby was the most famous man in the world.
Where you felt like he could do anything.
But he wasn't like roofing them where they'd have a good time and then just forget what happened.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
not
I'm with you.
Kind of
I'm doing a joke right
we
now.
We don't
about...
actually know because none of them have said if they had a good time prior to
I would like it. That would be great
what
if
they had
rapist?
A great night. He was super funny. They went to Michael Jackson's house.
Like, what if they could have, like a Yelp? Like, how was your rape by Bill Cosby? And they could get, like,
do you know me?
3.5 stars?
I am not commenting on this. That we're going to get Jezebel with the fucking article, and I'm not going to be able to play Seattle anymore.
4 out of 5 Jello shots.
Well, I'm doing a joke right now about how it's horrible to hear that Bill Cosby is a horrible rapist. He's horrible at raping. He's just not good at it. It's just like you're roofing these chicks and then you're getting dead fish hand jobs. It's like, why even? What is that about? It's you're bad at it.
I think he's got a thing for fucking dead chicks. And he could have saved himself so much time if he would have just got a shovel and a buddy who can keep his mouth shut.
Or an in at the morgue.
Exactly.
Yep. Or, might have a guy in at the morgue. I can get behind that, too.
Friends with some corners.
Did you guys hear about the horse fucker guy?
Oh, we got a super high and, like, blew a horse.
Well, he got buzzed. Like, he was obviously hot. And
Ryan Mervis?
I was talking. Who was I talking to? Oh, Steve Randolph about last night. This guy on Gawker got busted basically trying to blow a horse.
And what?
It's so funny because it's like when you get arrested.
That seems so dangerous. Maybe that's why he's into
it. Well, only if you stand behind the horse.
Oh, yeah. Or, no, in front of the horse.
I'm just thinking.
No, if you stand behind him, it's dangerous.
No, if behind him.
How are you going to blow a horse from behind? Their dicks don't point backwards.
Yeah, it's like it's in front of the fucking.
I get that, but when people get, you know, I know what you're saying.
I was making a
when people get fucked up and killed by horses, it's because they back kick them. That's when it's dangerous. Okay. That's when people die from trying to fuck horses.
How would you rather die, by getting back kicked or have that fucking ram getting fucking shoved down your asshole or throat?
That's how that guy died in Enum.
Wait, fall. Asshole yeah. or throat? That's my two choices, and both isn't a choice.
And you're gonna die by one.
Ugh, God.
Or you can have both.
If I can have both, I'm gonna go both.
Yeah, you can have an Eiffel Tower with two horses clomping.
But don't. I don't want no horse cum in my mouth. That shit's just strictly from my ass.
Yeah.
The weirdest Budweiser.
This
commercial.
Is the weirdest sports show ever.
This is the best sports show. You kidding me?
Horse racing is the sport of kings, man.
Yeah.
All right. Are you gurgling something right now?
Yeah, I was looking up the RPIs of the Big Ten and the Big 12.
Can we talk? What's your sport, by the way?
My sport is it's probably gonna bum you guys out. British Premier League soccer.
Yeah.
No, we had a big argument with somebody, one of our fans, who was
football.
Saying. Because Sam brought up this point, which, and I would love to know your angle on this. If people like LeBron and Kobe and all these super athletes, American athletes we have now, if they grew up playing soccer, football, you know, European football, instead of basketball, how competitive would they be? Like, would these super athletes that just don't go into soccer?
It's already happening. It's been happening. It's already happening.
Yeah.
Look at it. I mean, if you look at every European national team, those are some very diverse. Like, Germany is half black. Yeah. France is, like, more than half black.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, I'm not trying to do the classic, like, you know, black athletes are better. But
yeah, we've never said that on this show.
But, but no, I mean, it's, and already it's happening in America. You just had the guy from Ohio State. Is that the guy that could have gone football and he went soccer instead? Yeah. It's just that soccer hadn't reached the hood yet to that level, but now it's already there.
Right.
Yeah.
And you got to have a way for people to actually make money off it. Same thing happened to UFC too. As people instead of football are going into, you know, wrestling and jiu-jitsu, it's like 10 years later you see the massive athletes.
Right. And also, I mean, the MLS is kind of dog shit. It's a retirement league right now.
But it's amazing how like those stadiums are full.
It is a retirement league. That is a good way of putting it.
They're full, but they're like they already have had like a 25% decline since Beckham left. Like it's weird because American fans there's diehard fans, and then there's a lot of people that are just fans for like they never watched soccer before. They weren't fans of soccer until the Seattle Sounders came along. Or until it's a World Cup.
So it's a regional, like, local. Like, I'm going to support my local team and then learn soccer that way.
Yeah, and they're super excited to learn it and support it. And also, I mean, for me, I started watching British Premier League. That was, like, the first thing I watched. So when I watch MLS now, it looks like a women's college game.
It's just slower, right?
It's slower. It's less technical. It's less suave. Like, there's, like...
No, when you watch, like, Premier soccer or football, it's like watching the Phoenix Suns with Steve Nash. It's like move the ball,
that's
move the ball, score. It's just like, it's like when you like the World Cup, I love it because you're like, oh, this is what it's supposed to look like,
the best of the best.
You remember when we got fucked by Ronaldo, was that his name, with that pinpoint
Ronaldo
fucking header?
You're talking about 94?
No, just the slash.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, we just had to win it, and we advanced.
It was Varela.
Who was the guy who kicked it, though?
Yeah, it was Ronaldo. It was Ronaldo, guy. Yeah.
And, like, Cristiano his Ronaldo. Kick was so precise, and you're like, that's where they are. They can make a kick pass, like Steve Nash can make a bounce pass. Like
The winner for the World Cup, it was like the guy caught it off his fucking chest in great position, but had to turn without even being able to see the goalie where he was, turn, look at him, find the open hole, and kick it in the air.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
That's the goalie where it's like, that wasn't a sure thing.
Yeah, there is an element of that, of like, remember when the first dream team happened? When like our amateur college kids lost in the Olympics and we're like, oh, fuck this. If you're sending your pros, we'll send our pros. And all of a sudden, what was competitive of these college teams in like whatever it was, 84 or whatever the year before, you're like, man, every game's pretty close with these college kids that are about to go pro.
Yeah.
And then we lost and we're like, all right, you guys want to talk shit, here's Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Michael Jordan, all that. And we just, we were up 65 at halftime. Yeah. And we're like, that's what it's like to face our pros.
Yeah.
That's what it's kind of like now.
Yeah, I mean, it like, I mean, the Premier League, it's like you get the best players from
but
the world.
The best thing about soccer is, first of all, it goes August to May. That's a good part of it. So you have the fucking greatest length. You're never not watching soccer. But then also we have this thing called the Champions League. I don't know if you guys know that.
Sure.
Champions League is the best four teams from every league. So imagine if the CFL was competitive, there was a Mexican football league that was competitive, and the four best teams from all of those leagues then played another tournament simultaneously. So, like, that's the reason
why. There are a lot of tournaments.
You have, like, an NFL game this week, and then because you're in the top four, then you got to go play in the Champions League.
Like, also, there's, like, international friendlies. So, like, there'll be, like, a weekend where on Tuesday there was, like, the best team in England played the best team in Spain, which meant, like, probably the fucking 20 best soccer players in the world are on TV right now.
Right.
And then on Saturday they're going to go play their league game. And then on Tuesday or Wednesday that next week, they're going to play a friendly where it's the national team. It's just the ability to watch soccer makes it a lot.
Right, at high level.
Yeah, it's great. And the American soccer is just very behind. It's very regimented. Like, in the 90s, we, like, stuck to this Ajax, which was a team in Amsterdam. We stuck to their model, this Dutch model soccer league, but or soccer technique. And then it just, it kind of came up through this thing called the ODP, which is the original development program. And it just created this stagnant, fucking stiff bullshit style of soccer where we're trying to go out there and play like, you know, it's like, this is good baseball. You know, it's like that kind of idea about it. It's like, we're sticking to the basics. And it's so fucking boring when you see Brazil out there and they're like samba dancing while, you know, they just fucking, it's just, it's like, you know, like street basketball, how that kind of took over the NBA and made it more interesting.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like we're still playing.
Well, no, it's
Converse.
Like two hand bounce pass.
Yeah, that's what we're playing. And like the rest of the world has seen the end one
like
takes.
Granny style.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but it's like what is in the NBA now. A lot of people like, the 90s. No, the style of basketball right now is way better than it used to be. Because it used to be during Michael Jordan's day, everybody going one-on-one.
Yeah.
Now it's like, it's European basketball, which is move. What?
Because of zone defense, it's great.
Yeah,
it's great. A lot of people think the defense now sucks. Everyone's like, Michael Jordan would kill these guys right now because there's no hand check. I'm like, yeah, but Michael Jordan would also be met by three dudes in the lane, which is perfectly legal.
Yeah.
Like, you can run zone now.
I'm sick of people saying only, you know, like, Kobe is a Michael Jordan. He's just not as, like, out of nowhere like Michael Jordan. I mean,
well, I'm going to tell you, and we'll get in the NBA right now, but as Kobe retires, the gulf between him and Michael Jordan will only widen. Because if you take away all the emotion behind Michael, behind Kobe, which is, hey, it's Kobe, he's our man, we love him, he's Michael Jordan. Like, that emotion of being, watching him all the time, as that fades away, and you just start crunching serious numbers, you realize that Kobe isn't even close to Michael Jordan.
But he's on the discussion. I mean, he beat his point record last week.
Yeah, but it took him 5,000 more minutes to do it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying he's better, but I'm just saying,
I'll give you that.
Is Jordan always going to be the gold standard?
Well, I was telling someone last night.
As Michael much as Muhammad Jordan, Ali is, because he changed it.
Yeah. Michael Jordan is in the discussion with the guys of Babe Ruth, Muhammad Ali, and Michael Jordan, where they are the gold standard of their sport, that no matter how long ago they played, they will always be discussed as, that's the guy.
Yeah, because you can't do it with stats anymore. You can't be like, well, he has this, stats, he has that. You have to be like, he won these kind of crazy championships.
Like
he
was everybody has shoe contracts because of Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, Babe Ruth is still discussed as the greatest baseball player ever. Some people might be Mickey Mantle. Some people might be, you know, people now are talking about Mike Trout is starting to enter. But Mike Trout will never, ever be able to replace Babe Ruth as the guy, as that's the greatest of all
A lot
time.
Of ways, the litmus test for that isn't like us or a sports fan that knows a lot about sports and can present an argument of like a Kobe or a LeBron in the future or any of those kind of things. You just go to like a 15-year-old girl and you go, who's the greatest baseball player of all time? They're like, is Babe Ruth a guy? I think that name I've heard. I think.
Yeah.
And that's there. Every person that doesn't know and can't present an argument goes, it's Michael Jordan, isn't it? Michael Jordan? That's all I've ever heard in my whole life.
He's
I know that
name
guy.
Of a guy that when you don't know the sport, that's who you bring up.
Because you say to that same person, who's Kobe Bryant? They go, isn't he the guy on the Lakers that raped somebody? I think that's, I've heard of him.
If
they don't know.
You know.
Or just multiple game-winning fadeaway perfect shots.
Yeah.
Just beautiful.
It was amazing. I love watching
it. He was great. And you knew. And here's what I just heard about J.J. Watt. It's the same kind of thing. The level of fear that other teams have when they're playing you is sort of an intangible. Like, the way Lawrence Taylor would change a defense, J.J. Watt doesn't change that. Kobe Bryant's good. He'll dominate a game.
J.J. Watt does a little bit.
We got to do whatever we can to stop Kobe Bryant.
That's a great point, Ari, in that there's almost something about you were so good, you changed the sport or your position. Great example, Michael Jordan changed shooting guards.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can say that about Magic Johnson, too. You can definitely say that about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. If you're asking me who's the two greatest players ever play, it's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Michael Jordan. And it's a lot closer than people want to admit.
Mm-hmm.
If you really crunch numbers, they changed the sport. Lawrence Taylor changed the sport of defense or the NFL by changing defenses on how you rush.
Pass rushing, absolutely.
Not only did he change the linebacker position, he changed left tackle became something important at that moment because you had to handle those dudes coming around the bend. You had to be able to catch them so they don't blindside your guy.
Right.
And it's not just about changing the sport, too. It's about really changing the individual games. It's not like you're an innovator, you thought of this thing, then now everything's going to change. Like, you made a difference on the games you played in.
Well, and a lot of it is being a freak, an athletic freak. I mean, at that point in time, you look at the outside linebacker position, you were either a pass rusher, and you would be brought in for that on third down, or you were a faster linebacker, and you would be, like, guarding the tight end. He could do both, LT. You know what I mean? He was like, I'm going to be an every down linebacker because I can rush the passer, and I'm faster than every tight end. And that's how LeBron is the same thing. LeBron's like, yeah, man, I'm a fucking shooting forward, but I can play power forward. I can play center. I can play point guard. Like, I'm like a freak of nature.
Yeah. But I also think I think there is something, like, there's something to be said for changing the game, but also the guys that change the game, I don't know if they'd be competitive. Like, we saw what happened in the twilight of Jordan's career when he went up against Iverson. He got his fucking knees knocked. He couldn't even hang on.
Yeah, it's also-
so, I mean, he was an older guy at that time, but could young Jordan beat young LeBron every time? Is he that much better than
LeBron?
Well,
I think LeBron is just so much bigger than Jordan.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just like the sport's evolving. So it's like the same way, like, where as comics, we listen to whoever was the best. You know, it's like we all love fucking Bill Hicks, but when you listen to it now, you're not like.
I totally agree with that. Could he?
No, I disagree because I don't like Bill Hicks. And I think he was super overrated and boring.
Well, anyways, whoever was the best, you know, back in 1985.
Could Carlin kill right now? Could Carlin come up at this time and kill?
Probably not. Nobody wants to fucking hear wordsmithery.
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you what, though. That old material could do okay.
I think Carlin, I think, would be
in it. Have a single joke written to his
material. Think Carlin would be as big if he was, if young Carlin was working the door at the Comedy Store, would young Carlin come up the way he came up?
I think so.
I mean, his insight would be different. Mm-hmm. He'd have a different style. But
he would have a different
Carlin's
style, a different thing. But
now, does not.
Okay. And I bring that up. Like, people like Bill Russell, blah, blah. I'm like, well, if you had Bill Russell today, he'd probably be way taller, way bigger, because he'd be growing up on the nutrients and the regimen. His game would be different. Could he be as dominant? I don't know. But it wouldn't be the Bill Russell of the 50s.
Uh-huh. Yeah. None of those guys would. Will Chamberlain wouldn't score 100 points.
But I think Will Chamberlain would be an even bigger monster if he grew up with all the food regimen and style that they train right now.
Yeah. I mean, that's,
But so would his opponents.
Let me ask you something. Do you think there is a Michael Jordan of the NFL?
Well, Michael Jordan of the NFL, what do you mean? Of all, that's a weird argument. Because the NFL,
I mean, there's like a big black guy.
You don't.
NFL.
You don't.
Yeah.
But no, in
but
NFL,
I mean, like,
it's so specific.
Who's the best basketball player of all time?
It's just but it's so specific position. By position. And baseball, basketball, soccer, you play offense and defense. You never leave the floor. NFL, you're like, you have one job.
Yeah.
Shut down the corner. Is Deion Sanders the best shutdown corner ever? Maybe. Can you translate shutdown corner to NBA where he plays defense, plays offense, plays, you know?
I'm going to say something. Well, well, the NFL, here's my prediction. Ratings drop. Nobody likes it. They got to make a major change. They go and they make it so you got to play both sides of the ball.
I like that. I would say that, yes.
I mean, the only problem with that, and that's how people used to do it, is most NFL players will play 4 to 5 games during the season.
Yeah, and big boys
injuries
are gone.
Would quintuple.
Yeah, done. It will completely change the game.
Like they last, they're not
rosters would have
like
to
that.
Be instead of like 52 team person rosters, you're going to have like 97 to 100 people on your team.
Really?
Because you're just blowing through.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
even
everybody
right now,
would be tired, and everybody.
I'm not talking tired. I'm talking about injured.
Yeah.
You're doubling the chance for injuries while they're already too many.
But I also think that the whole injury thing, I think, is going to change because I bet that the science is going to kind of catch up.
I think the science is going to change, and I think the game is going to be. And people hate it, but I see the NFL entering a finesse. It's going to go from hard hits. Like yesterday, who was I watching? Fuck, that running back for Cincinnati.
I'm going to pee.
Giovanni
Bernard.
Bernard. They had him out on the side, and they had a linebacker try to cover him, and he couldn't keep up with him. Busted. You're going to – the big hulking linebackers, they're going to go.
Yeah.
You're going to start seeing these linebackers, excuse me, that look like fucking these tight ends, these giant tight ends. Graham, they're going to start looking like that. Long, thin dudes who can tackle but can cover coming out.
Sure.
So those hard hits aren't going to be like what they used to be.
Yeah, but then what happens after that is 8 years later, because all the linebackers are smaller like that, people start going like, let's ground and pound. Let's knock these fucking tall, skinnier linebackers over. And then everyone starts drafting the bigger linebackers. And then everyone goes finesse.
I don't think you'll ever go back to that.
Well, you only get a couple subs, then you can't sub in anymore.
They did that in India. They, like, transferred whatever. They had cricket. They tried to make a cricket league, and nobody gave a fuck. And so, because cricket takes, like, 3 days to play.
It's crazy!
So
really?
What they did is they created a version of cricket that's super fast. It's, like, the equivalent of there not being, like, timeouts in football or something. You know what I mean? Like, if they just had to keep on playing, like, rugby.
Yeah.
And it's the biggest sport in the world. Just numbers-wise. That's because there's so many goddamn people in India that there's probably more people watching the Indian cricket league than there is watching any other sport, you know what I mean, just based on numbers. But it was just by changing the rules to make it that much more fast and entertaining.
Yeah, I could see that happening, dude. I could see that happening. Can we get are you at all a UFC fan?
I mean I'm not a not fan, but I just don't know it, but I'm happy to chime in where I think I
Ari, you following any of this UFC stuff?
Yeah, I'm going to be at Cormier John Jones.
I'm so jealous.
Me and Diaz and Duncan, we're getting the producer seats, Diaz just told me. One's right behind Rogan.
Yeah. Dog, we're going to be right there, dog.
Who's on that undercard?
Dog.
Yeah.
Who's on the undercard? I don't know, but the fucking main card?
Cerrone,
who's he fighting?
Friend of show.
See, this is what, Frank, you would normally be doing. We'd have you on the computer. You'd be looking it up. Yeah. That's what we need you to do, because when you're talking sports, you need numbers, facts.
Is that also Rousey?
Stats.
Is Rousey on that card as well?
No, she's on the following one. She's on the following one. That is Vitor Belfort versus
Vitor Belfort.
Whatever his name is, Ari, I get it. I'm just trying to get some UFC talk.
I would say you don't get it. Donald Cerrone versus Miles Jury. I don't know anything about that fight.
Miles is kind of coming up, but he's just one of those guys. Like
Cerrone
kinda,
should win that.
And Hector Lombard versus Josh Berkman, I don't mind that fight.
Oh, yeah. I want to see Hector Lombard versus the guy who has the belt right now, Robbie Lawler. That is a great fight. That's two dudes who have no intentions of taking it to the ground. Just
I'm glad Lawler won that belt.
I love it, man. They're going to do Lawler 3.
Yeah, they should.
I don't need to see Rory McDonald fight right now, Robbie Lawler, because I saw that fight and he lost it.
Totally agree. And I hate when they do that. I hate when the guy, like the number one contender, and that's what the problem with the heavyweight division. It's like,
what?
Dos Santos can beat everybody in that division except for Cain Velasquez. So how many times do we have to see him fight Kane and lose?
He's not going to fight him again.
You know what I'm saying?
Every few years, I guess. I mean, he did get that one win, so it's like...
But now he's like 2-1 against him.
Santos is the same guy, dude. He got something hit out of him. He's not...
Rogan said it. He goes, Kane was completely injured during that fight that he did lose, too.
Yeah. And it's just like, dude, the guy... You could just tell his last fight, he's lost heat on his fastball. Mm-hmm.
Who?
Dos Junior? Santos. He's just not the same guy.
Is Alistair Overeem making a push?
Yeah, if they let him shoot juice.
Which they've already said they won't. Is Alistair Overeem still the number one guy you would not want to walk in and see him banging your lady?
I think Hector Lombard has to be right in there.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Yeah, Overeem. He's so big you wouldn't even see your girl under there. You're like, who's this guy worming around
in
my carpet?
Why is he humping my bed?
Then he stands up and you're like, oh my God, he's smashing my bitch to death.
I mean, oh, yeah.
Dead body.
You walk in, he's just munching on her snacks. You're like, get out of here, idiot.
Munching on her snacks.
That's a cool saying. Munching on her snacks.
He dropped that the other night during, what movie were we watching at that point?
Oh yeah, what was that? Oh, that was
Chef? We were watching Chef or Wild
Chef
by that
or
point.
Wild, one of the two. But yeah.
We're getting real.
Oh, no, it was Wild when she had the backpack was stuck on her.
Yeah,
yeah. Off the ground. I'm like, that's it when you walk in and start munching snacks. She's got 200 pounds on her back and can't get up.
Yeah.
Munching snacks.
You know what I mean? Yeah, over. Did you watch the Machida fight, Ari?
No.
It was, dude.
That was a good card. Good card. And Machida, man, one of those, like, body, like, right to the body, could be liver, could be broken ribs. Oof. One of those like body kicks where all of a sudden he's just
Jesus.
Like, oh, you can see on his face, and you're like, oh, this guy's done.
I mean, dude, you got kicked in your side by the guy who is probably the greatest at kicking since Anderson Silva. Anderson Silva's probably the best there ever was at just fucking kicking, knocking people out. And you just, like, ding guard, and he got a full shot.
Yeah.
Perfect length, perfect distance. Boom! And you're like, and your whole, you know, his whole, everything inside him just shifted over.
Oof. Yeah, like, that was either, just off his face, you're like, either he's about to shit his liver, or he's just got two cracked ribs right off the gate. Because he just, like, did one of these, like, ooh. And then he just kind of got down on his knees and let this guy punch him in the face until...
I don't find Ronda Rousey attractive. Can I just say that?
No, like, no one does.
In those Metro...
You wouldn't bang her.
Wait.
In those Metro PCS...
Dude, we're not talking about banger.
I just think she looks like she's farting the whole time.
She probably is.
I think I got Ronda Rousey mixed up with someone else.
Who?
Is that the
Cyborg?
Yeah, I got to
mix it up. You see Cyborg's trying to put out sexy pictures now?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Really?
He's got a nice looking twat.
There's a chick I know who's starting to fight in the UFC.
In the UFC?
Yeah. Alexis DeFrusnian or whatever. She trained in, like, Temecula, which is where I was from. She's actually really good.
She hot?
Yeah, actually, she's really hot, too.
I feel for these fighters.
Sick.
I feel for female fighters because to really get marketed, you have to be attractive.
I mean, kind of,
yeah,
but
absolutely.
Most of them aren't.
Male fighters, too.
Yep.
I agree with you, Ari.
Tiger Woods smile. I mean, all that
shit.
Is Anderson Silva sexy?
He's got personality.
No, he's an attractive guy. He just needed to learn a little more English, and he would have been a superstar. Yeah.
Okay, I can accept that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Anderson Silva's a good-looking guy. It's guys like Patrick Ewing who have no chance, who have to be all talent.
Yeah. I like Patrick Ewing in the remake of King Kong.
Dude. Oh, really, man?
Wasn't he in that? I thought that was him.
We're Christians and a
we're
Jew
trying to get
and
listeners.
A terrorist.
Keep bringing up shit like that.
Yeah, we're never just it's uncalled for.
You know what? I apologize. All right, let's see your asshole again.
No.
Oh God, I was semi-serious. That was a quick turnaround, too.
Really,
I feel like you had that prepared.
I just forgot about all the racism in the world.
See?
Dude, I'm going to tell you, man, I think I'm going to get you a bleaching.
I think he needs more.
I think when you come into town.
Belt.
He's like a wax.
Yeah, you need a wax sander.
Would you be offended, Mike, if we...
Do you mind if we put a Dremel up your ass?
If we had Ari when he's finally in studio, whenever that may be, that we... bleach his asshole live on the in studio.
Yeah, just Magical's rules. You can't do it on the table. No liquids on the table.
Can we bleach your asshole?
This marble
anything will clean
it. Can you bleach my asshole?
No, can we, the show, bleach your asshole, have a professional come in here and bleach your asshole?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely, we can do that.
I would also like to bring up another point here. When are we, this has to be happening soon because you won the bet. When does Josh Martin have to wash his face?
Oh, yeah,
with
as soon as Ari gets back.
Come!
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Josh Martin,
please tell me all of this.
Okay, we met at the beginning of the fantasy football season. We were drafting at the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
And
before you get into this, I just really quick stat. Who won the Fantasy Football League for Punch Drunk this year?
Yeah, you did.
Hang on, we can't.
Okay,
it's
cool.
So obvious. I just didn't want to take your moment away right
there. You're breaking
up. You get that last one. That will be the last one of the bragging before I cut you off.
I got a year.
So we're drafting, and everybody is, Jason wasn't, but everybody else is just murdering me for my team. All my draft picks. And Josh comes up, and he's like, "Fam, I want to make a bigger bet with you. I'll make a bet that if you finish in the bottom two, I get to take your place in the league. If you finish above the bottom two," and he made this bet. I didn't even know.
You're making him sound so much more retarded.
No, this is exactly what I'm saying.
If you finish, make a bet in me. I'll do a bag of bets. So we pulled out a thing, and it basically was wash your face with a jizz rag.
Yep.
And does everyone get to jizz on
it? Yeah,
all three of us beat off on this rag.
Fresh jizz?
Yeah. No, here's where it gets... No,
I think it should be fresh jizz.
I like the terms of the bet. If we stick to the terms of the bet, it's just like the cum socks that Ari had to wear. But he has to then run it under hot fucking water the next day to reactivate the cum. That's what it says on the bet.
I would never do any of these bets. It would never be worth it to me.
I mean,
you got to be, when you believe in something, you got to fight for
it. For one, you stick to your guns. And two, if you do pay it off, your bet, literally tens of people will fucking see that on the internet. So.
Yeah. So here's my next thing is I
who
lost
came
the
in
bet.
Those socks?
Yusuf. It's going to be me, Ari. Yeah, he had to walk in them.
Yusuf.
Who came?
Yusuf.
Oh.
In both socks or just one
Yusuf
sock?
Yusuf came one in a load per sock. And then he had to turn him inside out and wear him for 24 hours.
Inside out?
No, he had to wear him. He had to fucking
come side
him,
in?
Come side in, matter. Right?
It soaks into the.
No. Come side on the out.
Do it inside
oh,
out.
That's horrible.
That was the bet. Then what we have to do, here's the problem. We agree to the bets, then we put him in. And then when we pull him out and you're not involved in it, you go, oh, we got to make this way, way, way worse.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
First of all,
Sam loves doing that.
Okay, we got to end the show. I have to wear a shirt that says "I Heart Black Cock." I try to get some. I
thought James was sitting. I thought we're just
someone goes.
On James.
Yeah, I'll make shirts for you. Yeah, I'm gonna go. Hey, can I get the shirt done? She's like, yeah, it's gonna cost $80. I'm like, for just one shirt.
I can get a white shirt.
I'm just gonna go buy a white shirt and put "I Heart Black Cock" on
you
it.
You can even write it on.
You can
it.
Just ask Josh Martin for one. He's
I'm
got
okay
a shirt
that
says that.
Really?
Legibly.
So that's it.
I would absolutely accept written in Sharpie, legibly, but big Sharpie.
Where do you have to duct wear it?
I would accept that during a whole comedy set.
I have to go
and
up.
Not acknowledge it.
I think you should have to go to the Inglewood swap meet wearing it.
You got to go up on
and just
on
walk
Tuesdays.
Out
oh, believe me, there's a
we'll
lot of those shit in there. Yeah.
We'll fill that back in.
Yeah, there's some like the dumbest ones. Like people try to like get us to put them in there. Like you got to walk up to Joe Rogan, just slap the shit out of him. I'm like, yeah, right. Like any of us will ever do that.
Jesus.
Okay, Ari, where are you gonna be?
I'm gonna be in San Francisco, January 7th through the 10th at Punchline Comedy Club.
Yay!
Andy,
AriTheGreat.com.
AriTheGreat.com. Check it out. Tons of traffic. Where are you gonna be, buddy?
I'm going to be at Laughs Boston January 15th through 17th, and then I'm going to be at also the San Francisco Punchline January 29th and 30th
oh, that's awesome,
for
dude.
Sketchfest.
I'm yeah. supposed to get a date from her for San Francisco Punchline. I got to do the Punchline in Sacramento. Did really well.
So. Love that room.
I want to record my next CD there, or I'd like to shoot a special, but if I can't get any of these powerful Jews to give me a special, I'm going to go do another album.
I'll just tell you right now, Sam, I've talked to most of the powerful Jews. They're not on that radar.
I get it. You are such an asshole.
This guy just loves shitting in your hat and telling you it's a casserole.
Sports.
What is yours?
January 2nd, January 3rd, I will be at the La Jolla Comedy Store with Chris Porter. So come by after New Year's and get your dick sucked by a man.
Okay. Here's my thing. I am in for New Year's, I am at the Underground in Toronto. I'm there the 30th, 31st, and the 1st. I'll be there. And then I got a bunch of crazy-ass shit going on in January. I just want to bang it out real quick. The 9th, if you're in SoCal, myself, Gareth Reynolds, Eddie Ift, we're doing the Butt, Sweat, and Tears show in Santa Barbara. That should be a great show. Then on the 14th, Ari Shaffir will be in it. It's the Naughty Show at the Comedy Store. I have Ari, Jim Jeffries, Joe Rogan, and I have two more people. It's going to be a huge show with Red Band's going to be there too. And then the, I'm doing the fucking goddamn
Riot Festival.
LA Riot Fest. I'm going up against my good friend Tony Hinchcliffe in the roast battle, so we'll see how it goes.
You're fucked!
You're gonna be there too, Ari?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm doing red carpet for X-Biz. But, Andy, on a scale of 1 to 10, how uncomfortable were you this whole show?
I was totally comfortable.
What about with Ari's asshole?
Our rape stuff made you feel weird.
You know, I just think it's... There's no point in getting into it.
Sorry about that.
We're not going to rapey place.
We might edit that out.
The jokes. I'm just afraid of the backlash of the non-jokey people. And also, I think like
you'd be surprised how little backlash we get from all the dumb shit we do on this show.
I think that people accept it as we're just a bunch of retards.
Yeah, I think our fans know we're totally fucking around, except for all that stuff that that Ari said about black people.
I think they're getting closer to being equal. I mean, how is that not a super compliment?
That twitch muscle.
All right, Ari, I love you. It was good to have you back on the show. Hopefully
right,
we can do it again.
All right, good buddy. Good luck
we'll
with
your special.
We'll
let you know. Let us know when you got time to come on our show.
Hey, good luck. Thoughts and prayers with that AIDS test.
Thanks, man.
If that's a disease, will you please let us know what it is?
It's gonna be herpes. I'm pretty positive.
All right, man. Well, we hope you enjoy.
But you said it doesn't hurt, right?
Doesn't hurt, but that's only severe cases. What I've researched over the last night and a half is severe cases. It hurts. You get flu with it. Yeah. I think what I've seen, when I looked at a ton of pictures, the super light ones, that's what it looks like.
God. Well.
Ari, you're still our friend, even though you have it, and you're just gonna have to explain to those 18-year-olds.
I think Ari, let me ask you something.
18-year-olds hate herpes. They haven't even been exposed to it yet.
You know who you should fuck? 50-year-olds, because they all have herpes.
Yeah.
If I dated 45-year-olds, I'd be fine.
Yeah, I think you'd be great. You are going to be able to bang cougars and
Immigrants.
And
all immigrants won't even know. You know what I mean?
Shut up.
Dude, here's the thing. You just have a new role. You're the adult that is the bridge from them into the herpes world.
Yeah, you're just making them like everybody else. That's all. Just think about that.
I'm not having that conversation with people. I'm just not going to fuck anymore.
Oh, I find that hard to believe.
We love you, dude. We love you, buddy.
Maybe I'll go to herpes.
There is one, actually.
All right, dude.
I dated a girl with herpes.
Herpes. Had to work out.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Herpes Shaffir. Ari Shaffir, live from New York.
All right,
love your asshole, dude.
We'll see you next week. I don't know if I'll be on the show. I'm out of town, so we'll figure it out.
We will figure it out. Caveman Coffee, Pets DSI, and Amazon Link.
Bye. Sure.